still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. U-Fest Day is finally here. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. This is the Morning Sickness, and off and running we go for what will be a perfect U-Fest. 80s, going to dip down into the 70s for the show. We couldn't have asked for a better break in the weather for this whole thing. Fantastic. We'll see you there. Get your tickets now. They're It's going to be a good show. It's going to be fun. Hopkins and I are, Doug's texting me. He's like, got to be there early. I'm like, yeah, because we have to do the $5,000 giveaway there. All right. So Doug and I are going to head down fairly early today, which is going to be interesting.
You are going to be at a show early.
I'm going to be at a show early.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, because they're making us give the money away at like 5:30.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so we got to get rid of it early. Then the drinking starts.
Nice.
And then the debauchery, the wave on the crowd, and then we're done. I'm there for Chevelle tonight. I like all the other ones, but I'm there for Chevelle. A lot going on this weekend, though. And you get four chances to see Bill Burr. You got the Suns. There's a lot. And, of course, the draft last night. Congratulations, Cardinal fans. Another, the Monty Austin Fort, this general manager you got. He's trying to make the best lemonade he can out of the lemons he was given. And yesterday was another one. Marvin Harrison coming in. That Robinson defensive tackle. Like, good first day for the Cardinals. That's pretty damn good. So Marvin Harrison also, for no reason at all, decided to get a little business C-wordy right afterwards and announced that he's not going to be part of the imaging part of the NFLPA. So the Cardinals screwed a little bit because they can't sell Marvin Harrison jerseys quite yet. You're not allowed to own your awesome Marvin Harrison jersey until he gets it straight on who gets the money for that. And I didn't know this, but they have to sign up and be part of the union. They do not have to be part of the image and likeness part. So Madden can't use Marvin Harrison's thing. And his lawyers, in sort of a roundabout way, said, if on the next Madden we're not part of the NFLPA agreement, and they have on the Cardinals a number 18 that just says number 18 and doesn't have a name, but he's the same size, height, and look, we'll sue him. So he's already like said, we'll sue Madden. We're going to sue for that because he doesn't want Marvin Harrison's image out there unless Marvin's making all the money. I'm torn on this one. It screws up the system. But it is that guy's right to say, hey, that's my name.
I thought Caleb would be the first C word coming out of there.
Well, Caleb was awesome because his scream made me laugh like when he got drafted and he walked on the stage. He goes, woohoo! Ah! Let this girl scream go. And I'm like, ah. Then he raised his fingers up to show what color he'd painted his nails, which I believe were silver. So, congratulations, Bears fans. You have a very well-manicured quarterback.
Is Izzy going to be interviewing him every Monday morning on Alt AZ?
Oh, he'll be the KDKB quarterback, yeah. KDKB QB. I went with my friend Chris over to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers to watch. All we do is draft analysis together in the offseason. We're annoying about it. And we're sitting there watching. Bears fan, sitting in a booth a couple over with the first pick in the NFL draft. Chicago Bears choose Caleb Williams from USC.
Whoa, yeah.
Like, dude, you've known about
Shocking.
This since January.
Come on, pal.
Stop it. He's like, keep pumping his fist. I'm like, what did you crawl out from under a rock and find out now? Everybody knew this was going to happen. It's a guarantee, you moron.
I was at my event last night, and I couldn't watch it, so I was trying to keep up on the phone. Here comes all my texts. You guys go Caleb.
Yeah, well, no kidding. Who's second? Like, we knew that. Like, he might as well have been in Chicago, like, for the last couple months.
Man.
The dude went nuts. It was hilarious. And I'm just dying laughing like, oh, Bears fan. Excited about ruining another prospect. We'll see. But then he flashed his cool fingernails. So you got that. Cardinal fans, that's an impressive get. I don't know how I feel about the whole Marvin Harrison not wanting to participate in the don't sell my jerseys. He can create his own jersey that's similar to a Cardinals jersey, can't have Cardinals or NFL anything on it, and sell his own stuff.
Like almost his own line.
Yeah. It would be number 18 in red, but it can't be a Cardinals jersey because he's not participating in that. But it's weird. So they'll come to an agreement eventually, but it is kind of that's the first time I've heard of anybody doing it. Most of the time when you draft a guy within a day or two, the team's website's like, get your Marvin Harrison jersey at, cardinals.com. Right now they got to work out some details. And Cardinal fans, I hate to break it to you. I've been nice about this. His dad's a murderer. I mean, it's kind of a, nobody
Someone
ever talks about that.
Someone brought that up yesterday, and I totally forgot about that story.
They've made it go away. It's like the most amazing murder ever. Marvin Harrison Sr., and then he just had to leave the NFL. Like, there was the most unceremonious Hall of Famer
retirement.
Walking away from the game ever. They had a gun in his car, dead guy. They asked him, is this your gun? Both, sure is.
Kids in the car, I think.
Yeah, were you at this location? I sure was. Did you fire the gun? I sure did. Like, I mean, everything he said was like, I murdered him, and it's all gone away.
In the report, it says the gun owned by Marvin Harrison had been fired.
Yeah. And he said he'd fired it. He didn't say at someone.
He didn't say that on that.
He said he'd fired it, but he didn't say he killed anybody. But he was at the place the guy died. It was in his car. And he was adamant that no one else had used it.
At the car wash.
Yeah, he was adamant when they were like.
Circumstantial.
He went full Brett on this one. It was
things happen.
But it was dumb Brett. It was like, I don't know. That's what an Italian said. I don't know. I didn't have it all the time. Somebody could have gotten it and put it back.
Exactly.
But he was like, nope. Hasn't been out of my sight in days. He goes, this was used in a murder. I didn't murder anybody, but this gun has been in this car and only used by me. It's like, Marvin, did you hear what I said? This gun has been used in a murder. It's been in my possession the whole time. Do you know what that makes you? You idiot. The Marvin Harrison thing we were talking about last night. I'm like, go ahead, Cardinals. It's a strange
get your Robinson thing. Jersey, though.
You get your Darius Robinson. There you go. Well, that's a good pick, too. Darius Robinson is a solid grab. So Cardinals did real well, and they've got like 9 more picks. Somebody said last night, and I think this is great, that, 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12. Statistically speaking, 70% of quarterbacks drafted don't work out. So now it's 6 in the first. Be generous. 3 of them will not work out. Which 3? I mean, that's statistically the tradition. Like, it'll be really weird if all 6 pan out. But 6 of them picked, 3 most likely will probably bust out. Or just have, it won't be what they think is a first-round pick. And who will they be? And you don't know. You don't know. And if you piss off Kirk Cousins, you've done something. You made Kirk Cousins mad. That's the nicest man in football. And somehow Atlanta picking Michael Penix. And Kirk Cousins tweets out, I didn't know they were going to do that. It's like, you made Kirk Cousins mad. How did you manage that? That was fun. It's a good soap opera. It's a man soap opera. The draft is pretty much, just a people trade. It is based on the old Dutch trading. It's a stage. It's heights, weights, and strengths. And then you pick a person. That's what they used to do way back in the day before they'd ship people over. It's based off of a really strange beginning.
I wonder what Steve Keim was doing last night during the...
Drinking. Of course. He was at a bar drinking.
Might have been at that bar you went by.
You don't have to wonder. You don't have to wonder too long to find out what Steve Keim was up to. Is this... His second non-draft, did he
have
not?
A party bus rolling?
He's out. Woo-hoo!
Hey, bro. It was just myself, folks. I can't remember. Brady!
Hey!
But, Beth.
Oh, come on.
I remember you.
Brett's the one you remember?
Brett.
Steve Arnold.
What's up, buddy? Brett's wife is a bartender. I've familiarized myself with. Brett used to run a restaurant and was really nice to me because he was afraid that I was... We might not be friends if he was... But his friend is mean to me. Callahan is one of my best friends. I was watching the draft last night and I was making some crank phone calls. I made a couple of trades.
What'd you get?
I traded Kyler Murray for a sixth grader. Sorry, Kyler Murray, you got to report to Roosevelt Elementary School today at 12. Brady always was nice to me. Gave me free stuff at Four Couples in hopes we would be best buddies. Brady, you're my guy.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to Mexico. I need two ball guys that look kind of like me so I can start groping broads and get away with it. All right. Zero responsibilities in life. Still getting paid.
Whoop, whoop.
Party bus leaving the station right now. Oops. Hey, I was with Marvin Harrison when he killed that guy. There was also another bald guy there. He might have pulled the trigger.
Your driver's asleep.
It's okay. I'll take the wheel. Jesus, drive. Hey, Brett, where's that wife of yours? Where? Hey, where's Michael Bidwell? He's my guy. He paid for my rehab. Success.
It worked.
Oh, yeah. I felt great. I felt great. And I'm still celebrating how good a rehab went.
Spending your time away.
Yeah.
Well.
28 days on the beach, and then I needed a drink.
You're head of security where now?
It's still I'm the head of security at Arizona University of States or the Grand Canyon.
Wow. No.
I think so. There's a lot of hot broads at Grand Canyon. Hey. And they don't drink. So more for me. Hey, guys.
Let's go to Mexico.
Sorry, I almost threw up. Yeah, Steve Kimes not doing anything right now, but he's still.
He was actually on Fox Sports Radio last night.
Of course, he is.
I couldn't believe that they put him on.
Yeah, he's the voice. What do you think, Steve? Well, here's what I think about what the... If you find yourself a giant black guy... That's almost a sure thing.
It worked for the Suns.
What happened to you? You got the smallest one.
I know it, but on TV he looks so big. But Kyler is a little wee one. He's so fast. So you got a bunch of big people. They try to get the biggest guy who isn't fat, and then
Mighty Mouse,
and then get a little guy that runs between their legs. It's like a cartoon. There's Marvin and Kyler are next to each other. I think it's gonna be so cute. If I was still at the Cardinals, I would make it a thing the fans would watch Marvin carry Kyler out to the huddle. Like in a baby Bjorn, right up there. And he's so cute. Such a little. I love him. He's my best friend. Next to Brady. You still got your restaurant?
No.
Kyler Murray's my best friend. Mexico!
Let's go!
Former GM Steve Keim. Nothing like Monty Ossenfort. That dude's all business. I feel like I'm watching a military man work. That was a good one, though. They got it together. And Marvin Harrison is one of those different types.
We'll see.
He's special. No, he's about as...
It's an Ohio State.
Yesterday, you were sitting there screaming he was going to be the number one overall pick.
We'll see.
What happened to you? Yeah. We'll see. He's good. Barring injury or something unforeseen, he's about as plug-a-play a player as you can get. He's about as... guaranteed.
Yeah, he'll be good.
He's good. Those receivers coming out of Ohio State and LSU and stuff like that, those guys are, they're NFL ready. He was probably NFL ready 2 years ago and, just wasted his time out there at Ohio State, but it got him where he is. This is a pretty nice pick. Cardinals have a good player there. Another Larry Fitzgerald. Another lifer, really. I like that. It's a good pick. It's fun. And the Steelers got a guy from the South Pacific named Troy. It just feels right. You got another Polynesian named Troy. I like those. That feels like a good feeling. Bengals got Amarius Mims, the largest man I've ever seen in my life. And the Seahawks drafted another. Everybody went unsexy except the Bears. The Bears were, everybody went O-line or defensive tackle or something. The Bears, they went flash. They got their quarterback and a receiver.
They had to.
Had to.
I mean, it's, you know, he had no choice.
Absolutely had to. Yeah, it's a strange thing to watch, really.
I can't believe how many people showed up for that.
275,000 people in Detroit.
Leaving that place at 1 a.m.
Oh. Yeah, they're wandering around the streets of Detroit. You know, I wouldn't walk around there normal, but yeah, 275,000 people showed up to Detroit. I mean, they were all Detroit people. Like I said, nobody made it their destination unless they were within driving range. Nobody's flying to Detroit. Next year it's in Green Bay, and 2 years it's in Pittsburgh, which is pretty awesome. What happened?
No.
Oh, Detroit. You were just thinking of Detroit. Green Bay. Yeah, oh, yeah. I heard. Yeah, those make sense to me, but Detroit. Ugh. But they did a nice job, and it'll keep going today. All good. We'll be at U-Fest watching our phones. Every time a pick comes in, my phone will buzz.
What time is the...
I think 4 same o'clock. Okay. Yeah, I think we go at 4 today. So it should be pretty fun. And U-Fest starts today. About 4:30 you get there. Doors are opening up, and then we get rolling right away. Bury the Darkness will be first and foremost, and smiling the whole time.
They should.
I hope they get a lot of support. I know it's early. I hope that there's enough people there to make them feel like they got something together. Because it is weird to look at that venue when you're the first band and, you know, there aren't many people there. And it looks like there's less because there's so many seats and so much space open. But I hope they get a nice pop.
You know, the last couple of years, our early bands have been, I mean, we started with Plush.
Yeah.
And last year we had The Warning, which were amazing. And then Bury the Darkness this year.
You know, The Warning was like second or third last year, right?
I thought they were first.
No, they didn't open. I saw them. Really? I wouldn't have been there for that.
Oh, no, I think the Black Moods?
The Black Moods were there. That's okay, right. Yeah. Black Moods. Then there was someone else, and then The Warning, I think. You might be right. It might have been Black Moods I walked in on. Either way.
I can't remember, but.
It was a nice crowd for them.
Great openers, yeah.
Yeah. So, tonight will be similar. You get that. Who's second? Bad Wolves?
Yes.
Bad Wolves going two? That's pretty good. That's a good lineup. It's a fun
I think it's
part.
Pretty much the lineup is pretty much how the poster is. So, you know, Bury the Darkness.
And the poster. I happened to be privy to a couple of phone calls on that one, which were hilarious. Because it would, you know, obviously Offspring's top billing on the poster. Yeah. And you have to approve the poster with all of the acts. So Motionless in White and Chevelle were going back and forth on the size of the font of the poster.
Oh, yeah.
And like, oh, I don't know. Chevelle's is just, put us up, make our font a little bigger. And then Chevelle's like, well, now they're even, make our font a little bigger. So it just started to grow, and the next thing you know, they're both the
font
same.
Wars.
They're the same size as Offspring. So then, what they did was they dropped Chevelle down, and then dropped them, and then sent them one that was really small. So, well, that's too small. They boosted it up a little bit back to what it was the first time they saw it. And they're like, "There, that's it." So we went through all these little font changes, and then Dom was here. He dropped it all the way down to these weird ones that he knew they wouldn't like. Like this, no, good Lord, now we're the same size as POD for crying out loud. And then put it right back to where the very first time that he presented it. And they're like, that's perfect. It was hilarious. And it's not the bands, it's these idiots that run them. Made a big stink over font on the poster, which is hilarious.
And Larry, one of the nicest guys around here, was just losing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to send me down to management.
Yeah,
I got you.
We got to start talking to these guys. I was dying because I'm sitting there and Larry's like, well, now. No, I don't know what to do. And Dom just said, I got a trick. Send them something they absolutely hate, and then send them back the original one, which, you know, they just wanted to see if we'd do it. Sent them the very first poster we made is the poster you see.
Perfect.
And it went through probably 2 days' worth of adjustments and redraw. You know, it's computer, so you can shrink it. But only to go back to the original one and go, there you go. Finally, thank you guys for getting that right. You know, let's try to work. Let's be better next time. All right, sorry about that, morons. And now if they're listening, they're like, wait a minute. We got font fooled? Our band's not playing tonight. Probably be some controversy for me talking about it.
The only mega band that I've heard that's still in charge that looks like if you send him a poster and he approves it is Mick Jagger.
Oh, the Stones are big on keeping everything on their own. Metallica is another one that nobody's doing it for them. They show up and point.
Those are the wrong lips, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, Mick is a big... He protects the logo. And, you know, it's kind of worked out for him. I think he's done okay. I got this email. I love this. It says, Dear guys, I'm a private investigator. I'd like to stay anonymous, so I'm not including my name. I was recently hired by a woman to keep an eye on her husband. She didn't believe that he was golfing when he said he was. So she got me on the case. She said she's assuming it's an affair, but she just doesn't believe he's doing what he says. Gambling was in question. It was my job to find out. Turns out the guy's squeaky clean. He is golfing pretty much 3 times a week. In my work, though, you find yourself pretty aware of other things going around the people that you're watching. First off, the wife that followed me then asked me, hey, text me and tell me which course he's at. And tell me what time he's going. So every day he would golf around 1, I was texting her, which made me wonder, what does she need to know this part for? I'm going to get to her. So I took the day to follow the husband. He's golfing in Scottsdale. And I text her and said he is indeed at the course with 3 male friends. Apparently one just met him here, 2 came with him. She thanked me and said, hey, stay there the whole round and tell me if he leaves early. So I said yes. My ears perked up.
Yeah.
And I started to head over to the wife. Just keep an eye on what she was up to. She left the house and went to a place where a man answered the door. Then she walked in. 2 more men came in, and the reason I'm writing you is because one was in a firefighter T-shirt. You guys made the claims this week that you got to watch out for those dudes. Confirming what you said. Then 2 more guys showed up. 30 minutes later, one guy came outside, started vaping, and he was wearing nothing but a robe. So the wife hired me. The husband, he actually seems like an up-and-up dude. And it's sort of code in the business only to deal with the person who hired you. The guy paying you is the one you deal with. Part of me wants to tell this innocent guy his wife is having gangbangs while he golfs, and I'm the one telling her when he leaves. You have no clue what people are doing out there when you're not home. Signed, the PI.
Wow.
How about that? So she hired a private investigator to keep an eye on the guy so she knew when she could gangbang.
Got a 4-hour window.
That, yeah, pretty much. And just make sure he doesn't leave early. So hang around. If he gets in his car, you know, ping me. Let me know what's up. That way I can remove all these dorks from my body and head home and act like nothing's going on.
Here's what's going to happen one day. Especially if he's playing this summer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to go 9.
Right. Well, that's why she's asking him to stay and watch to see if he leaves early.
She must be making some dough.
Yeah.
Because to
have she's
him
paying
safe.
For a PI. She's
yeah.
But here's the thing. He's not going to find her at the gangbang house, even if he plays 9.
Right. She's not home. Where are you?
Yeah. She's out shopping or doing whatever she does. The thing is to me, though, is that she clearly doesn't have a job. Unless she's catching money on the side for the gangbangs. That's pretty. That's
probably what she's doing.
I want to be a private eye so bad. I would love. I want to do a ride along. I know there's like. No, you think you can just go through a couple of classes and get your license?
It's got to be easier than being a life coach. I mean, you know, just
exactly.
Get online.
Life coaches, you can ruin people's lives as a life coach with a internet class. I don't even know if the class is like a questionnaire. Private eyes, I'm sure it's boring a lot of the time sitting there watching, you know, husbands and wives and who's going where. But, man, oh, man, do I want that.
I think I'm going to do both, life coach and private eye.
There you go. Knock it all out at once.
Do you go back and tell, like, he's going to be loyal to the person paying him. But if you were that private eye, do you go back and tell the wife, at least, I know what you're doing? I mean, she's going to be like, I don't care. Like, I'll deny it. And he'll, you know, if you get pictures now,
8x10 glossy.
Now it's entrapment. I mean, the dangerous thing is you go back and she's paying you, so she's like, get rid of those pictures. And now, and you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. If he's taking photos of her, but I think I'd have to. I don't know. Would you tell the guy that you've, you know, your wife's got me watching you?
Yeah, basically, I think I can't do this anymore. You're no longer my client because
maybe,
what you
I guess.
Hired me to do, look on your husband, and now.
Yeah, isn't that a conflict of interest?
Yeah.
This guy, this thing about email me, and he goes, Black Ops don't work that way. I'm like, who said anything about Black Ops? You can just be a private investigator. My uncle wanted to do it, and he's a complete dolt. Like, he's like, I think I'm going to be a PI. I'm like, how do you do that? He goes, I don't know. You go through a class, and I'm like, you can do classes for, like, a community college? And like, man, I don't know how it works. I want to do it.
If that guy can get a Ferrari and live in some big mansion, right. I can do it, too.
I think Magnum ruined it. And you got to remember, Magnum was borrowing everything. It wasn't like he was rolling in dough. Magnum was living in...
House.
He was Cato Kaelin. Magnum was not a...
It wasn't a great setup.
Well, I mean...
Everyone went for the car.
It was Robin's car.
In Higgins' place, right?
It was Robin Masters' house. Higgins wasn't even... Higgins was a housekeeper.
Oh, that's right.
Those two dudes were... kind of just scumbags. Magnum PI was not he was the worst of people. He was the dude that acted like he was a thing and like scored a bunch of broads, based on somebody else's success that he was glomming onto. He didn't have any money.
Fake it till you make it.
And he was doing that. Mm-hmm. He was basically, and I don't know why Robin was never home, but live in my mansion, drive my Ferrari, and bang everybody in Hawaii.
Sign me up.
I agree. Like, yeah. That seems like a life. That is the grifter of grifters. Magnum wasn't cool. He's a deadbeat. And they kick him out. I remember had an idea for a show where they booted Magnum. I think it was an AI thing I did right off the bat where Robin comes home and kicks him out. Like, you're done here. He's like, huh, where do I go? And he had nowhere to live, and he becomes like a street urchin. He's just a terrible person. Yeah, Magnum P.I. wasn't. He wasn't. Thomas wasn't a good dude.
Really. I mean, he could have taken one of those ladies that fell for him every other episode.
Oh, he could grift again.
Yeah.
He was a grifter. Yep. He would have to live with a woman and then grift her. And then it turns out, I mean, if you watch The Real Magnum, he would have been a guy who just stole money from people. That's all he was. And so we loved him. But you're right. I think people look at the Ferrari and say, that's the life of a P.I. When really it's Fletch. Like, you got that old
beat-up car or whatever.
You live in a cruddy apartment, and he was a writer but he started to do a little PI work on his own, and that was essentially, that's what you would end up being. I don't think private investigators get paid a ton, but I sure would like to do that. I would like to follow someone around and find out his wife's in gangbangs and then wrestle with who to tell.
Oh.
Immediately.
A good PI would find the Pornhub link and send it to the husband.
Oh.
It's real easy. It's not difficult.
I don't even know how to do that. What would you put in the search? Lady I've been following at gangbang on Alameda?
I don't know.
I guess
third party.
Five black guys taking on one white chick? I don't know.
I mean, you're going to get so many. I guess that's your job. You got to comb
through all
the evidence and find her. Pretty awesome, though.
Hell, I could be a PI for that.
To go through porn?
Yeah.
You'd be like a side
thing. Pete Townsend.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
Pete's got his own clientele.
This guy said, Holmberg, if you're a private eye, I want to hire you. With that giant Jew beak, you could sniff out everything. Just kidding, Big Chief.
Something doesn't smell right.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Toucan Sam.
So, dude, you can't change a tire, windshield wipers, or do anything handy around the house. You'll be the best private investigator of all time. Those guys just stare. I'm great at watching.
Oh, Magnum P.I. never put any windshield wipers on the Ferrari.
Exactly. He had people for that. Toledo should be a P.I. That's all he does is cuck stuff. Just watch from the outside. Yeah, I don't know how it works, but I think it would be pretty fun. That would be a good thing to do in retirement. This guy says, I bet you she's just grabbing dudes off Tinder or Bumble. No idea who they are. When the husband gets gonorrhea or something, I hope the PI feels bad. It could be. Yeah. Bringing home five different pieces. I remember when I lived in the Arcadia area and I walked by that house and the guy had purchased his neighbor's home. He had two houses next to each other. One was his house to live in and one was his house for his porn shoots, but he presented them like he did commercial work and like films. Man, my dogs were never in better shape. I must have walked my dogs 400 miles going by this house every day about 5 o'clock. All the camera stuff was set up. When I'd come home, I'd have to drive by this house. And if I saw the scaffolding and lighting, I'm like, ooh, we got to shoot today. Run to the house, leash up Sheila and Dutchie and start walking around the road. And he'd stand outside of his living house. How you doing? Hey, got a big shoot today, huh? Sure enough. And then the most beautiful women you've ever seen pulling up in Mercedes and walk right into the filming house, and we all knew, like everybody in the neighborhood was like, oh, he shoots porn there. And the best thing ever is my old English sheepdog Dutchie and I walked by, and he'd see us walk by pretty much every day. How you doing? Hi.
Yeah.
Creepy. Do you remember Tumbleweed from the booze bar?
Oh, yeah,
The blues bar? He looked just like that guy. A big tumbleweed. One of those guys. Like biker, but not. Like you'd think Aaron Brockovich lived next door. He looked like that. So I walk by with Dutchie every day, and then Dutchie got her hair shaved, and I walk by, and the most beautiful black girl I've ever seen in my life goes into the house, and I mean, I'm slowly walking by this porn house, and he stands outside, and he goes, you got her shaved.
Sure did, Tumbleweed.
The dog? Who are we talking about here? What? Huh? She shaved. I like him shaved. Okay. Me too? Can I have a job? I just want to hold the lights or the microphone. Yeah, so that's, you know, you're curious. I mean, that's the whole point of Facebook and Instagram and all that crap. We're all peeping Toms deep down. So deep down, I think all of us would take the job of being a private investigator.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you had the chance to for money to keep an eye on Brett for a little while, if Mathiah came up and said, I'm going to give you
$1,000.
Oh, I'll give you $1,100. Just tell me what he's up to. And then it would just be Brett, you know, rubbing pasta noodles all over himself with some dude up at the Italian-American Center. And
I got to tell you, this guy does a lot of weird stuff with noodles. Is he having an affair? Unless you count noodles, no. This dude loves noodles.
I would do it. That seems fun. So I want to thank that private investigator, and I also want you to email me back and say, come with. Although I'd probably be so loud and dopey. Like you'd hear me. Constantly he'd get caught because the guy in the car would be going,
there he is.
Oh, shut up. You're right. I'm sorry. We'd get busted. P.I. Good stuff. And there are people out there right now. I always think about that now. Listening. Who are driving right now. Wondering, is there a P.I. behind me? Or someone who has hired a private investigator that's thinking about it at this very moment because we're talking about it. They're out there. Some lady is getting ready for work or driving to work right now. Thinking, I have a PI. I've done that. And really, do you want to know what he's going to come back with? Because it might not be what you have him followed for. He might not be having an affair. But like when I was on my ride along with the cops and found out about the homeless situation, which is a lot of dudes who are married use the homeless as sex toys to get their... It's a strange thing. Like if they're like a lot of businessmen
exercise your prostate.
Yes, and you know to have a homeless guy sit in their car and do some things to them, and nobody would suspect the homeless. And that one dude we pulled up on had his construction company shirt and his construction truck. He was like the owner of the contracting deal, and he's talking to the most homeless guy I've ever seen in my life. He had like five carts. Up against it, my cop friend and I pull over. The cop said, hey, we got you, both of you, you got to go. Well, I'm just helping him out. And he's like, do you want to be his advocate? What does that mean? You can help him out and take him down to the shelter. You can, here's the card that makes you, no, I'm not interested in any of that. And he goes, okay. And both of us noticed that the homeless guy was holding 40 fresh dollars, two 20s. And the homeless dude was
fresh.
I mean, homeless. Like, even if you were to make a movie and say, I need him to look homeless. And that guy showed up, he'd be like, not that homeless. That's too far. This dude was homeless. And the officer I was with tells the homeless guy, all right, I need you to clear out all the stuff. You cannot stay here with all this garbage. You've got way too much stuff. And he said, and I'm going to get you some help. And we left that spot. The construction guy drives away. Homeless guy's got 40 bucks in his hand. We leave. And my cop buddy goes, watch this. And we drove a big circle and went back. And that construction guy was there again talking to that same dude. And he gets out and he goes, I think I just told you to go away. And he said, and I told you to clean up. He goes, what are you doing back here? And he goes, I just feel bad for him. He goes, I know what you're doing. Go home. And we're like, oh, this is great.
Ooh-ball.
And then I'm in the car going, I didn't realize it was sex because that guy was too dirty to even think about that. And I get in the car and I'm like, what is that? And he goes, people who are extra like that in this area are soliciting the homeless for, you know, a lot of, they don't want to be gay at home. They want their normal lives. They don't want it to leak out. They're still embarrassed. They're religious. They're whatever. So they come down here and a homeless guy gives them what they need and then they go home and nobody's any the wiser because if the homeless guy talks, no one's going to say anything. You know, what? He's nuts. Oh, that's awesome. It was a great, like, eye-opening moment for never talking to the homeless, really, is why I learned from that, is that people think that you're getting blown by them.
And you save so much more money.
Yeah, you stop giving them. You give it to shelter. Well, that's what he said. Give it to a shelter. Give it to a service. If you want to be an advocate, there's places to do it. You don't just go give them money and walk away. And you don't hang out with them either. Because the assumption there is, oh, okay, you're getting a little extra from this guy. So, and if you were to see, like, the guy I saw, even thinking about a hand job from him is gross.
Well,
I'd have those surgical gloves up to the elbows and The last thing you want is him talking. I mean, he stunk outside. I can't imagine what it would be like in the cab of a truck. And then you whip your willy out and just go, all right, go ahead. What do you think of? I mean, everybody do it real quick. Close your eyes. Sit in your driver's seat of your car, right? You're there. Put yourself there. Brady, you're in the Lincoln. Brett, you're in your Lincoln. Wow, everybody's got a Lincoln.
I know.
I'm in my Jeep. And then imagine you're getting an old-fashioned. And you open your eyes, and now picture the most homeless person in the world doing it.
Ugh. I already know the smell.
You cannot do it. You know the smell of you or the homeless guy?
The homeless.
Yeah, it's equal. You can't. How do you finish? And then you got to look and go, this can't be what my life is. That can't be better than not telling people you're a homosexual. Just be gay, for God's sakes. I can't let people know I'm gay. That's disgusting and against God. I'm going to let this homeless dude jerk me off here at the McDonald's parking lot for a minute. That keeps God off my back. I'm still married and stuff. And you go home to your wife with homeless hands all over your wee.
Ugh. Work was tough.
Work was tough.
Got in the mud. Got in the mud a little bit today.
Yeah, and that's something I didn't even ask. And normally I'm inquisitive. I didn't even get into that. Do they have sex with them? Nah, most of the time they make them just mouth hugs or hands. I'm sure a few of them get. Well, I've seen that at Sodomy Gulch riding my bike, where some of those weird coked out twinks will climb down into the ravines and stuff.
Gulchland.
I'll never forget the mailman that came climbing out of that wash. And right behind him was a twink in terry cloth shorts that were way too little. August, it's like 108 degrees, and I'm riding my bike.
Aside.
And they came, yep, that's exactly, oh, Brett, oh, I'm going to get up and slap Brett in the face. They climbed out of a wash. They didn't expect me to be sitting there drinking a water. Huh? Why is there a fully dressed mailman, like he's in his whole mail outfit, climbing out of the dirt?
Speedy delivery.
There's a twink behind him. Wait a second. You.
Vanity plate, Semenex.
On a mail truck?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. That would be impressive if the mailman went, I'm getting vanity plates for the government vehicle. And it's going to be filthy. Semenex. I'm the Semenex mailman. It was weird. So just if you're up to no good today, just remember, there could be a private eye that you hired keeping an eye on your gangbangs. By the way, private eye, how about showing me where this lady is going to work? I'd like to see that house. The gangbang house. And then it dominoes in. Like, she's the gangbang house, they've got neighbors. Do they know it's gangbang central in the middle of the day? I assume it's as easy as watching five or six dudes walk in and then come out in a robe and smoke.
That's hilarious. Out in a robe.
I used to have a guy did that in my old neighborhood years ago. He'd smoke on his front patio in a robe. And he didn't want to change. He'd just go outside and smoke. And he's wearing his morning robe. And he was just a miserable husband.
Smoke inside.
Yeah, not allowed to smoke in the house. Yeah. So he's smoking out the window, so to speak.
Smoke?
Yeah, he's got the window. He's got the window open. But he's like, I'm not going out. I'm not going to change my clothes. I'm just going to put a robe on. He'd stand up. Tony Soprano used to go outside in a robe all the time. Get the paper. He collapsed a couple times in the robe.
He made it look good.
He did. He's a handsome man. There you go. So just be warned. Rockwell was right. Always feels like somebody's watching me. It might be actually doing it. And if you're up to no good, knock it off. How about that? There you go. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? One for Marvin Harrison, maybe. Welcome him to the Valley. And then ask him if you can buy one of his specially made shirts because the Cardinals can't sell them. 585-9800. That's the number. It's the wake-up song. It's coming up. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98
KUPD. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Still streaming.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. Friday is off and running. Here we go. I got an email from Jason that says, private investigator you were talking about should at least, and I mean at the very least, use the information he's got to get a BJ from this lady. I mean, is she hot? I'm not going anywhere near that honey hole that's getting banged out on the reg, but I take an old-fashioned or a mouth hug. That's true. You can go back to your client and say, hey, your husband's on the up and up. He's golfing all day, but I know why you hired me. It's to find out where he is so you can go do your gangbang parties. And he doesn't need to know about it so long as you give me one handy a day for a little while.
Squeezer fee?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, give me a squeezer in lieu of pay. That's pretty good stuff. Probably illegal, but who cares? That's the best part of blackmail. You've got something on somebody else, and get a squeezer out of it. They have to do it. Todd emails and says, hey, Holmberg, we're looking forward to U-Fest today. We got tickets at the Super Bowl party you had back in February. I'm assuming this is the first time. I'm at 23 years of being on this radio station. I've never been asked the following question for a concert.
Oh.
This is the first time.
Here we go.
Todd Martin has asked this question. Prepare yourselves. Do you want to try to guess what it is? Try to guess what question has never been asked about a concert before.
Any way I could get a squeezer from you?
No, that has been asked several times. Today, in fact.
Man, no, I don't know. I mean, it seems like everything's been...
Not this one. Wife needs to know the following. I'm assuming dress is business casual. Wants to know what the dress code is.
Don't come to the show.
That is the first.
Don't come to the show. Don't bring her at least.
Yeah, don't. Well, what am I supposed to wear
It's formal.
It's formal. Yeah, we're having.
Ball gowns, please.
Not a bad idea to have a U-Fest formal one year. It is prom season. And I don't know, maybe your wife's, Todd, I haven't met your wife. Maybe she's a young Mexican gal and she wants to have a quinceañera tonight. Okay, we should do that. Cinco de Mayo, U-Fest next year, quinceañera. And everybody, you know, has their. Formal, I don't know. We're going early, and we don't want to miss anyone. I hope you guys have a great day. We can't wait, son, Todd. All right.
It's a black tie affair.
It is a black tie formal. Yeah,
it's a furry.
Sure. And you know what's funny? It is all of those things. It's whatever you want it to be.
There are some outfits.
Have you been to a rock show before? How in the world are you asking me this? Odd. And on that note, I got an email because we talked about furries and how I'm drawing the line with furries. UCLA newspaper put out a thing the other day, and of course it's college, which is like it's the strangest thing in the world what happens to American colleges. It's now where all the dumb people are. It used to be for academia, and now it's for stupid people to have terrible thoughts and opinions. UCLA's like publication, newspaper, I don't know what they do anymore, put out a thing that said, we want to include furries in the LGBTQ movement. Like, we want them to have special rights for being furries that, you know, make it a, you know, bad to
it's
discriminate.
Like, it's the gay spectrum, basically.
Boy, that spectrum's big. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is. And that's what a rainbow is technically that. So. I got an email that says, your local AZ furry here. Hi there, John, Brady, Brett, and even Toledo. I am your local AZ fur. To start, no, I'm not asking to be part of the LGBT community, but rather we are a community that grew out of the LGBT. As a result, we are inherently LGBT plus. We are a fandom, not a sexuality. Some furries like to be drama kings, queens for their 15 minutes of fame. Here's what you need to know. Furries prioritize hydration above all else when fursitting. Fursuiting.
Wow.
Fursuiting. Water and electrolytes are a must. Yes, we are able fursuit in hot weather. But taking breaks is important. Heat stroke is no laughing matter and a problem in our community. The fandom was started in the late 80s by a man named Mark Merlino, who founded an appreciation for anthropomorphic art and characters. John, I know you're a Steelers fan. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania holds the largest furry convention called AnthroCon, so much so that furry is now part of the city scene and relies on a yearly tourist income. In fact, when I was in Pittsburgh last time and took the river tour, they go by the convention center and it's brought up that the furry convention is one of the biggest things that they have there in Pittsburgh. It says, I've rambled on a long time. I love the show. I'm here for your dark humor and satirical jokes every day. Or maybe you're just jealous because you can't fit that big Jew nose into a fur head. Yours furly, Jay, also known as Tea Leaf Hosh. Enclosed are pics of my boyfriend and I's fursuits. He's a bunny. I am a saber tooth. Feel free to make fun of us. Two suggestions are, you are fatherless. Okay, that's, I would have had to have been told that. And it's hunting season. And then he suggested furries for us. He would say, I would be a mutt dog. Probably true. I wouldn't need much work, just a little hair. Brady is a panda bear. I think that has a lot to do with the Jack Black physical resemblance. Toledo is a lion, and Brett would be a rat.
Oh, that's a lie.
Whoa. Hit him where it hurts.
How dare you?
And I emailed back, and I said, do whatever you want to do. Be a furry all day long. But don't you dare ask society to start treating you with, like, dignity and respect. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to physically alter your day. But I'm also not going to bend over backwards to make sure I don't offend furries. That's one group I'm drawing the line on. All the rest of the lunatic stuff, I got to tiptoe around with eggshells. You lose your job. I ain't losing my job for making fun of no furry. They're taking the beating verbally because you're bananas to try to act like that's normal. It ain't.
More like a hobby.
It's beyond a hobby. And if it is a hobby, that's great. Hobbies are cute. Don't walk around with your hobby and saying, you can't discriminate against me. Don't go into a job interview saying, furries have rights. Stop it. And I like what you said here, Jay. This is what we do. We need some wilderness athletes. Stay hydrated.
That's your next spot.
Maybe it is. Maybe. Hey, furries, if you're out there, and I'm sure the wilderness athlete people would love to have the furry community on board. Green is green.
I wish I would have had that wilderness athlete when I was a Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
And you'd only, in the summers,
can't imagine.
You'd walk a half hour, rest an hour, walk a half hour. That was the policy.
Yeah, because you're
7 pounds and a half hour.
Crushed in those suits. There's no air breathing through those things. They're probably better than they were when you had them, when they didn't care about people's bodies. I bet you they have a little more breathability than
well,
the old
the,
suits
the
you
mug,
were.
The foam.
Sure.
You got holes there, but
I would imagine that the suits are better made now than when you were in them. They used to just throw, you know, furry cardboard boxes on people, let them sweat it out. Now, we've learned a little bit more about how the body works. I bet you they're breathable materials, a little lighter. Either way, thank you, Jay. And you go have fun doing whatever it is. If there's a furry convention, great. To us normals, that's a convention of weirdos. But just know that that's what it is. Do I want to be friends with a furry?
No.
I'm not going out to dinner and going, I invited Jay. He's coming as a saber-toothed tiger. I'm not going to that dinner. If you ask, unless it's the joke.
Do they do that?
I don't know, but that's where we're going. That's where I'm putting, that's where I'm, as a normal, drawing that line. You're saying, oh, that they don't do it. They don't do it yet. But if you start saying, all right, we got to start bending over and moving the goalposts a little bit so furries can, nope. You dress up as a saber-toothed tiger. You do that on your own time, and you do it under the knowledge of you will be ridiculed by us normal. If you start doing normal stuff, if it's part of a furry convention, you know, if you're walking down the street, if you're walking down Central dressed as a saber-toothed tiger with your friend, the penguin, you're going to get teased and you're going to get pointed at and laughed at. Also, you've drawn my attention because the only reason to do it is to lure kids towards you. Look no further than Mr. Orange. Anybody dressed as a mascot
does have that factor in there.
Of course it does. Anybody dressed as a furry creature and not being paid for it is doing it to lure kids. That's it. I'm surprised the Catholic Church doesn't make the priest dress up as furries. Somehow or another, they started to lure the kids in with trust and dresses.
Yeah, they put on some garb.
Yeah, I don't trust a man who's in a dress and not trying to look like a woman. And I don't trust a grown man dressed up as a bear who isn't trying to teach me about forest fires. He's just out having a beer. Nope. I will never think you're normal. However, you're entitled to it. There's a lot of things I don't think are normal, but you can do it if you want to. Like, I don't think anal sex is a normal way to do stuff. You're entitled to it. Just don't do it to me. That's my rule.
Keep it in the chocolate LeBaron.
That's right. Now, I do think doing it to other people is totally normal, but having it done to me is horrifying and against the law. But, you know, any port in a storm. But furries, I appreciate it, and I like that you're firing back, saying, hey, I am a furry. I wouldn't be overly proud of it. Certain things you do that you shouldn't be out there trying to ask for society's acceptance for. You just have to know, I've chosen a weird thing. It's going to stay weird. And part of the reason you like it is that it's weird and off-center, right? You don't want to normalize being a furry. You don't want that to be part of a group that has political access and power. Why? Being a furry, the fun of it was you were kind of anti-society. You were the weirdo. And this was a way that your weirdo thing felt normal. So you got with other people who were weirdos and did it together.
You like it? I like it.
Right.
Let's get together.
The last thing you want to do is look over at Brady and I and go, you guys better accept us. It's the whole point of putting the suit on in the first place. The less we accept you, the more right you were to do it the first time. I don't get it. Playing dress up works for Halloween and maybe sporting events. And then now Mr. Orange has kind of ruined that.
I'm with you. I mean, if you want to come to work in your saber tooth, it's just going to be too distracting.
Also, you're fired. It's less distracting as it is. We've got a nutbag on our grounds. And I would wander over and go, what's with the saber-toothed tiger? This totally breaks dress code.
It's me.
I should be able to do whatever I want. No. That's anarchy. That's not true at all. We have a group of rules and a bunch of societal norms that you need to adhere to, at least at work. Go home and dress as a saber-toothed tiger and make tummy puddles all over your suit. I don't care what you do, but here at work, you dress like a goddamn human being who's going to sell my product.
And you too, maid man.
Right. Over here, barrel boy. Hey, just about enough of that. Do it for work and then take the barrel off. What are you doing over at the PETA jungle in the barrel?
Store for attention.
Right. That's the problem. You know what you need to do if you're a furry?
Nope.
What? I almost said that. It sounded right.
Brady just furry. Almost fell in the chair.
I said pho. And either Brady got hungry for Vietnamese food or thought I was going the full nine.
Viet Shack. Here I come. You almost made a dream come true. Is morning pho.
Did he just say pho?
No, I said
pho. Oh, dang it.
No, if you're a furry, and now I forgot what I was going to say. Now I'm just hungry for Vietnamese food. Anyway, stop it. But thanks for the email. Go crazy being a furry. Have fun. But let your freak flag fly at home and on your own time. I'm creeped out about it, a whole bunch about it. But it isn't this Jay guy, and it isn't the furries themselves. It's the UCLA thing.
Now you do you. It's fine.
Right.
Do what you want to do.
But don't bring it to work, and don't bring it to normal. You recognize what's normal, and it's not. Like I watched an interview with a lady the other day that said that she's a teacher. And her boss has asked her to tone down the gay. Like, we're getting in a lot of heat, and the kids let's not bring it up all the time. Let's just teach. And she said, so my job now is to be as active with the kids as possible. I'm going to be so queer in front of these. It's like, no, they're just asking you to calm down. Like, you know, if a teacher was a heterosexual slut, and talked about how she got railed all weekend. I went to Bottle Blonde Friday, guys. That's why I'm limping. I took so much D this week. And you'd be like, all right.
Too
it's,
much.
It's sexuality. Calm it down a little bit. Me and my even if you're married. My husband and I just had a field day. You notice these stretch marks on the sides of my mouth? Mm. I was gargling. It was a rough weekend. Anyway, open your textbooks. We don't need you to open up about queer or heterosexuality to the kids. It's just not a thing. So bring normal to normal and take your crazy somewhere else. That used to be a phrase people liked. Take your crazy somewhere else. And everybody had to realize, oh, I'm being crazy. I got to go somewhere else. Now you say take your crazy to somewhere else. You got a group of people outside your house with picket signs saying he's a bigot. Because you didn't want people dressed as bears and warlocks coming into your business.
Then you can't go through graduation. They shut the ceremony
down. Yeah. Can you, like if I ran Porkopolis and a group of furries wanted to come in, and they started, and then I started to become known as a furry bar. I don't know.
Just like anything else. I mean, some things that you open the door to, okay, yeah. This could change your whole.
Right.
It's a fear of a business owner.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. Like, if I have this type of clientele coming in,
right,
I don't want this reputation. Or you.
Mate, you go out as a regular fella, like you opened your restaurant for a while there, and you go out as a regular fella. The last thing you wanted it to do was turn into a grinder gay hookup place. You'll take the money for a while, but then now you, as a guy who is, not that, is sitting there looking at the, gay hookup bar. It's at that point, you can't just go, all right, all the twinks out.
Yeah.
You're done.
Sometimes, something like that sometimes could be a pleasant surprise. Well, our intention was to be this, but it turned into this.
Trust me. The pleasant surprise comes
making money
when the tip of their finger hits that almond-shaped prostate of yours. You'll get that pleasant surprise. My God. Who knew that was possible?
It all was a happy ending.
Everything ended pleasantly. Now, if some furries show up, you're like, this is cute. You'll take their money the first time. And the next thing you know, we went over to this restaurant, and the guy let us in and bring some more furries. The next day, you got 10 of them. And now you've just infested with furries, and normal people aren't coming to your restaurant anymore. You can't tell the furries to go away. Even though you got that little sign that says we have the right to refuse service at any time for any reason, you start doing it, and you got to pick it. That's what I'm trying to stop here this week on this show. Furries can't pick it for rights. If you get kicked out of a place, you know why. Deal with it.
We should be able to go anywhere.
No, you shouldn't. You're dressed as a goddamn panda bear. Knock it off.
It's my religion.
It's not a religion. It's not a race. It's a decision to dress as a panda bear and then go plop down in somebody's chair. I get it. You can do it as a costume. But if Porkopolis became a furry bar, we'd have been relentless.
One condition. You can't take your head off. You have to be able to, when the food's served.
Yep.
And you can't take your mitts off.
Scares the kids if the heads come off. We don't need that.
It's policy.
That's right.
Do that.
I like that. All right. If you're a furry, you have to eat with the suit on at all times. You can't go headless. Oh, my God. Brett just found it. Says, Mount Nebo Middle School threatened again after student-led furries protest. For or against the furries?
I think they're against it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then the furries are getting pissed off and threatening them.
All right. Bring on the furry army.
Yeah.
Bring on the furry army. Although, I say that, thinking it's just a bunch of cute things we can take in a fist fight. They are abnormal. Their brains don't work right. Or they wouldn't want to be there in the first. This is in Payson, Utah. I can only imagine having a furry community in Payson, Utah.
Which is where Footloose was filmed.
It is?
Yes.
We can't have this here at all. No dancing. What's going on?
Led by Red McCormick and
Kevin Bacon's going and back Willard. There, I think, in the next week or something for the
He's there having a big reunion. Anniversary. I don't want it here. Get it away. All right. See, this is what I'm worried about. And we normals have to get ahead of this stuff. We go about our lives just being normal people. And the next thing you know, you turn around and you go, wait a minute. Why are there 14 furries standing outside of the city hall? Oh, they want rights. Oh, Christ. Did I let this slip by me again? We're letting too many weirdo goals go by. Got to get a goalie in the net for these weirdos and bounce a few of them back onto the ice. And go, not in play. That's off the pipe.
We want to dress as bears and have rights.
No. It's a quick, easy answer. Next case.
We want to dance in school.
No. No.
How is you won't believe it. I nailed Dinger.
Yeah. Well, see, now mascots aren't
but
furry.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Eliminate mascots.
But see, and that's the problem. Is there going to start like being little infections on normal stuff that we see in costumes and tie those together? Dinger up there in Colorado, just the Colorado mascot. Suddenly he's a furry? The gorilla for the Suns? He's not a furry. There's a difference. But if furries are like us too. Like, no, we can't let that one slip into the net. I'm all for the email I got from Jay and his boyfriend. And the pictures they sent were flat out f-ing weird, but still, going over to Applebee's dressed up like that, you're nuts. I reserve the right to call you crazy without losing my job. Because you're crazy. And that's okay. Just keep it away from us normals.
I hope next year your son's season has the furry.
Well, they probably will. They're doing everything to appease everybody. And I just don't want to ever have to go into the voting booth and make a decision on whether or not furries are allowed to do stuff. Like, I don't ever want it to be politicized or like an active group of just be weirdos and stay that way. You know, and then you got those LARPing people and folks that run around the park and pretend that they've got something. Dungeons and Dragons will be there. Everybody wants to be their own victim group. Nutbags. And then, yeah, and then Terry says, now they'll make it a religion and then you're doomed. Yep, exactly.
You have to buy your soda at QT from the king of somewhere.
What's up? Right, great. Could you keep your goddamn artificial synthetic hair out of my Circle K hot dog, please? Well, you can't tell me. He's Lithgow, too. You can't tell me what to do. Ooh. This guy says, look how many people have fought and died for the right for the freedom to wear an animal costume. But that also means other people fought and died for a right to say how they feel about those people in the costumes. The world is dark. You've got awards for horrible people. If something makes you happy and doesn't hurt anybody, do it. But just because it makes you happy doesn't mean you got to force me to accept it. Beautifully put, Donovan. No rights for the furries, I say. Wander the world being ridiculed, if that makes you happy. But I shouldn't have to worry about your marital status and things like that. And I speak for the LGBT community. And I'm like, get off of that. That's not yours to get on, weirdos. Well, another thing you got to worry about, too, besides furries, is that did you see this isn't what people thought. Like, when everybody was worried about AI, doing deep fakes and phony voices and things like that, they thought, oh, politics and famous people. The third case I've seen of a guy just kind of framing a coworker.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did you see that? The dude in Maryland in high school, he made AI tapes of his boss saying racist stuff. And I mean, even though they figured it out, it took time. Dude had to step away from his work.
He smeared right from the get-go.
Completely, disrupted this guy's life. It's in Maryland. They're putting criminal charges on the guy who said he finally admitted, it's AI. The investigation got too deep and it got crazy. So they duplicated the voice of a Pikesville High School principal. Guy's name is Eric Eiswirt. And he started to spread around the community. Eiswirt was saying racist and anti-Semitic things about teachers and students. And the Baltimore County Police Chief says we have total evidence and an admission now that the guy made it all up and did it through AI. It cost him $14 to have the AI thing do it. And he didn't even do video, just audio stuff. You can do video and make it look just as real. So using it not for political stuff, which is I think we're all thinking, oh, this is going to be weird. You're never going to know if that's actually Biden or that's actually Trump and who's behind this and is it AI? They can use it for you. You got an enemy at work that wants to put you in a bad situation, whether or not it's going to stick or not. It's still going to make your life miserable for a little while when a tape of you saying horrible racist stuff gets leaked out to your bosses and they're like, we got to do something about this. I mean, because your boss has to act immediately, like right now, even if I got a tape of Toledo saying terribly racist stuff, I have to sit back and think, all right, I have to get ahead of this. If this isn't real, we'll find out later, but I have to treat it like it is. Now, you can't dismiss that just in case. So everybody's got to take it seriously. This AI thing is going to start, we're going to bounce it off each other. It's going to be a weapon between people. Less about whether or not politicians are saying anything real. Be careful of what your business foe is doing. These furries might be making stuff about me right now.
Yeah, that's not me and a panda bear.
Right, yeah. If it's Brady and I standing there, and Brady's dressed as a panda, and I'm like, these. And another thing, the blacks. I was like, what? That's not me. Well, maybe. Wait, keep playing it. Maybe I did do this. Was I drunk? So, yeah, they're using AI against each other. And it's easy. It's less than $20 to get it, making look pretty good.
Crazy.
And I don't even know what site you go to. What site? Because evidently the really good ones, there's a fee. They charge you to build things. Instead of, a face swap thing or something
There's got to be something that, eventually they find out, okay, this was a
they AI have
created.
The AI detection.
A footprint of some sort.
But again, the people with bad intentions are three steps ahead of the people trying to stop them. It's the same with hacking and all that other
everything.
Stuff. Yeah, all the bad guys are three steps ahead of the people trying to catch them, because we don't know what they're doing until they do it. For the most part, the hackers convention in Vegas is so far ahead. They have a hackers convention, and while it's there, like I went there that one year, they had the hackers convention, and the big thing was their new item was in their pocket, and all it had to do was be next to you for a second, and it could steal all your information out of your wallet. So they suggested you got like tinfoil wallets, like these lining
RFID.
I don't remember. Like, yeah, something like that. But it had something in the wallet that made it so it would not get all your juice sucked out of your own wallet. So then it moved on to phones, where the hackers are like, well, most people have their info on their phones. We can just steal it all off there by standing next to them. They're way ahead of the game. But if you start AI in your pals in it, it's going to make Dateline, and Dateline's going to be the best. Dateline was already a great show. Now that the people that are trying to, instead of killing your wife and stuff, you just frame her with artificial intelligence, and then, I don't know what's going on. Me neither, honey. This is terrible. You shouldn't have said all those awful things. I didn't. I've never said in my life. You just said it there. Oh, you're right.
I mean,
right.
Other than that.
Maybe I'm in a fugue state. And then he had his wife thrown in jail for all the racist stuff. Or did he? She went to jail not knowing why. Lost her job and everything. And he ran off with his mistress, who never said. Or did she? That's bad. You know, they always say that a woman scorned. You know, watch out for one of those. Now, a woman scorned with access to AI. You're going to be on Dateline. And you're just going to be at work one day, hammering out whatever report your boss has you going, typing away. Johnson, come on in my office real quick. Is this you saying 100 times for no reason at all, just into a camera? No, it's AI. And also it helps criminals who actually did it. Because now every case is going to be that's AI. I mean, how many times do people get into like texting something terrible and it ends up on TMZ and they're like, I was hacked. Now your first defense, if I'm a lawyer, everything's AI first. Tell everybody it was AI until we prove it. And we can't prove it.
That's so all you're AI. Admitting, John, that you shot Marvin Harrison Sr.'s gun.
AI. Yeah. Everything. Lawyers don't even have to do anything. It was AI. We have video of you actually shooting the gun. AI. We have, like, people who saw you. Nope, AI. All of it's AI. Here's the dead body is actually in your house. That's AI. Well, it's actually a physical dead body with the word carved in it. John, I did this. AI. Everything's AI. But don't piss off people at work, especially the smart ones. Those IT guys have access to all that. They'll make it stick.
I'm going to buy our IT guy Mike a beer tonight at the show just to make sure.
I might buy him a car.
Yeah.
Here you go. I got you a new Tesla.
Car. Brand new car.
Please, God, don't ever tell people, like, make up stories about me saying, what kind of car is it?
A brand new Tesla!
You electrical people like that, don't you? Engineer types? Please don't do this to me. Me just running through a quinceañera with a pinata stick hitting the girls.
Oh, no, that's not me, that's AI.
He didn't even try to hit the pinata, he hit all the people. Screaming, I hate Mexicans.
Oh, no, I'm going to lose everything.
AI is horrifying. You know who was right? Oh, this is going to rub people the wrong way. You know who was the most right guy of my life? Maybe not how he handled things, but you go back and read some of his work. That Unabomber was kind of on point outside of the bombings.
I haven't read a ton of it.
Yeah, but read some of it. Right. He was a very bright man. Harvard, you know, he was a super smart guy. Yeah. The bombs, probably not the best way to handle anything. But that dude was basically saying what, you know, like,
this is what society's about. Or?
Probably should dismiss yourself from some of this electronical stuff because it's going to get you. And that was 35 years ago, 40 years ago. But then, you know, he starts putting nails and explosives in boxes and mailing them off to folks. It kind of misses the message. But hey. And if anybody plays a tape saying I was with the Unabomber, that's AI. I did not. Just said he had a few good points. He was onto something. He was kind of a Don Quixote type that wandered around screaming, all right, start leaning into these computers all you want. They're going to be helpful. They're going to make things convenient. But also, you're giving up an awful lot of you. And boy, have we ever. I sat on the toilet to pee the other day and started looking at my phone. And then I got involved in a game of backgammon. For like 10 minutes, I couldn't walk because my legs were asleep.
I've had that happen.
I sat on the toilet so long that I was paraplegic.
That ain't good, bro.
It was not good. I was paraplegic from backgammon. I played an 11-game set against some dude. I don't know him. And won. Pretty good at backgammon. Got a lot of good rolls at the end. To be fair, I hit doubles 3 times in a row. That doesn't happen. But I won. But then I tried to get off the toilet. All I was doing was peeing. It's the least comfortable place to sit for 35 minutes. That toilet is not built for comfort. And I tried to get up, and I couldn't. I got on my knees and laid on the ground till the blood came back to my legs. My legs were asleep from peeing. And I know what you're going to email. You sit down to pee? Yeah, I'm clean.
That'll all change when you get those $15,000 Japanese thrones.
See, those are even smaller. Like, I've seen them. Like, the one reason I don't have one.
Control. I mean, you can last a little bit longer on them.
They're tiny, though. Like, my ass bones are hitting the seat. They're not very big.
Oh, like, the one I
The real good ones.
Yesterday was.
The real good ones that, like, they're nice size, but my toilet's nice. It's wide, you know, hangs on to you. Those are for sitting up straight. Those are so nice. You used somebody's Japanese toilet yesterday.
Need to get one of those poop stools now. Those warmers are real. Oh, yeah. Elevate your feet and stuff. Yeah.
Potty, squatty, potty. Mm-hmm. I've heard those are great.
Oh, we had a guy.
Those are pretty good. Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Did you use the toilet to poo at somebody's house?
No.
Did you sit on it?
I have sat on it just to give it a warm, see what it's like. I'm like, wow, this is nice. I still don't know how to really operate it, but I just
really?
Went on there. I mean, it has a remote, and it's got all these options.
It's pretty great. They've had that at the Aria for years, for the entire time the Aria's been open. It's the electric toilet.
With the heaters on them.
Heater, air blower, front washer, back washer.
Happy ending.
Waiting for the day. Pretty amazing.
Those are in the Sky Suites, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go up to the extra.
You get the original for $25.
Squatty potty's supposed to be great. I don't know. That would have kept me from playing backgammon, that's for sure.
Oh, look at this.
Is that a furry on the toilet? Oh, boy.
It's a twink.
Oh, I saw it. It's just why do I have to see people using it to understand? I know how to sit in the toilet and lift my feet up.
No, but even the, like...
The unicorn?
It's a unicorn. It's a gay unicorn using the... Didn't I just rail against this for the last 20 minutes? The first commercial we watch has a furry in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need the demonstration. I get it. You sit down and you put your feet up on the stool. All right, and now drawings of your bowels. Anyway. So, John, there are big ones. I'm 6'4", 265, and the big toilets from Japan are there. I haven't seen the big ones yet. I've seen the average ones, and I've seen the tiny ones, which are weird. My neighbors just put them in, and they look really little. But, I mean.
The door.
Yeah, you got and they start singing to
comes
you.
Up.
He's got the light and the song. I'm in on that.
Welcome, boss.
Good morning, chief.
I will open wide, as you've requested.
That's right. I'm coming in here to down your throat, Japanese toilet.
Yeah, anyway, the world's gone crazy. Furries, I got my eye on you, and AI did it. That's it. If anyone asks you, is this you? AI, until they prove it otherwise. It's going to make people like feel free to do stuff. I fear the AI to be used.
Will that make it harder for courts, you know, to have video to be in
video
trials?
Evidence. Yeah, video evidence that can't be
audio.
Proven. If I'm a defendant and they're running that, I'm like, that's all AI, and you can't prove it's not. So there's your reasonable doubt. AI is reasonable doubt.
It's guilty till proven innocent.
Yeah. AI is reasonable doubt. The second you say it, it's like, okay, there's some doubt now. And that's all you're supposed to get from a jury. So,
all right.
I know. I'm telling you. You don't need a lawyer anymore. Just take me. In fact, it's just AI. All of it's AI. And if one shred of it is, and then what do you do if you're a lawyer? You leak out a little AI and say, now some of it
but
is
one
AI.
One guy's saying it's real. Yeah. The other, but I like this guy better.
It's what I learned from that PR guy who quit his job in politics because he's like, his guy that he was with got into a scandal. His job as his PR guy was to hire people to say that he did the same thing and then prove that he didn't. And they go, well, now there's three people lying. Who else is lying? Reasonable doubt. And they didn't even follow up on it. He goes, I can't be part of that. This guy was guilty. He did what he was being accused of. And it was my job to go find three or four people, give him a couple bucks and say, he did it to me too. And then
add on to it.
And they would go in and go, well, this person that just said he did it to them didn't even work there at the time he's claiming. It would make it an obvious lie. And now you've got liars in the mix. That was why I loved Usher so much when those seven ladies came out and said he gave us all herpes. And then the fat one at the end was standing there with her arms crossed. And he goes, yep, I did this, but not to that one. I wouldn't have sex with that pig down at the end. She's a liar.
I have a new respect for Usher after that.
I admired that. Because he had one that he didn't give herpes to, he could have dismissed the whole thing and said, these bitches are lying. And then proved it with the big one and said, if she's lying, then a couple of them, probably all of them are lying. But he went out and said, no, I gave those six hot bitches, I gave them the bumps. But that big fat one at the end, she's a liar. And everybody went, yeah, that makes sense. This one says, John, be honest. You bastard. This guy's name is Israel. Be honest. The only reason you sit to pee is because your giant Jew nose doesn't let you see what's in front of you. All right, Israel. Yeah. I said, John, I don't know. That Suns gorilla might be a furry. Because I feel like the Suns have been f***ing me for years now. That is true. He might be one of those touchy-feely furries. Before we move on, speaking of Israel, I have to tell a story of our sweet Madeline downstairs told me. You know how, remember when she tried to claim she was dyslexic and couldn't figure out how to give me $11 back?
Right.
Dyslexia, where 11 is the only thing dyslexics have to love. You can't screw it up. I don't care if you're the most dyslexic person in the world. 11 is a gift for dyslexics. It's always 11. But she claimed that dyslexia made it so $11 was hard for her. She told me that she went to Passover celebration with some her Jewish friends. And she said, and I had a couple of drinks.
Out?
No, I wasn't there. How was I not invited?
Matt, was it?
Now I got to think about it. Why wasn't I there? So she was there, and she's enjoying a couple of drinks. I don't know why she told me the story. And she said, and I was like really feeling like the love in the room. It was great. And she said, and we had a toast. And she said, there must have been 100 people there, all of them Jewish. She goes, and they took me. She raised my glass, and I said, Islam forever. Not realizing she meant to say Israel. And I said, did you get removed? And she goes, we had to leave pretty soon after that. And I'm like, my God, you idiot. She goes, but I'm dyslexic. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you got to stop saying that.
Is it the dyslexia or is it the weed? I mean, because remember, she couldn't remember where her keg was.
Yeah.
Islam.
Hey, Jews. I'm one of yours. I love Islam.
What?
You know what I meant. Why do they got to sound so similar? Yeah, so. Yeah. Can you imagine that? How tight your ass would feel after that fell out of your mouth? Oh, I know. I mean, it made my butt tighten up. I wasn't even there. I'm like, oh, slip of the tongue. If it was a dude, he's done forever.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I was goofed. I had a couple of drinks. I meant to say Israel, and I said the wrong one. I'm like, you dummy. Did you start running?
I didn't know what to do. I'm dyslexic.
Yeah. It's okay, guys. I'm dyslexic. There's 11 of me at all times. I laughed for 20 minutes in the hallway when she told me. She goes, oh, my God. It's so scary. I'm like, yeah. That's the scariest thing you can do.
But I had a blast.
Well, the party was awesome up to that one moment when I screamed out Islam is awesome. Don't do that. But I meant Israel. I said the wrong word. And she's like, I shouldn't tell you. Like the whole time, I'm like, no, you're halfway through it. I need to know what happened. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And she fired it off, and I started laughing. I laughed all the way to the car. That was my last story of the day yesterday as I walked by her desk.
Yeah, just drop the mic. I'm out.
That's it. Oh, man. We got to get you on the radio. You'll last a week.
Friend invited me to a white power party tomorrow.
No, no, no. White powder. It's a Coke party. Why do you keep saying that?
You're offending the Cokeheads. It's 7:26. What do you got on the big board of music today? Probably U-Fest related.
Yeah, for the most part. So, of course, brought to you by Action Ride Shop. The boys are down there getting those bikes ready for the trails this summer, so head on down there. Best wrenches in town. Or if you need a new bike, they're going to take care of you. If you're eyeing one up and you just not sure you want to get in on the mountain bike thing, they got rentals there too. So head on down to Action Ride Shop on Gilbert Road in Southern. And I believe Josh and the boys are going to be out at U-Fest tonight too. Make sure you swing by their booth. They got all kinds of cool merch and stuff. So ActionRideShop.com.
I've been listening to Chevelle pretty much nonstop this week. Yeah. And I put together what I want their set list to be. Which is Send the Pain Below.
You can hand it to them.
Vitamin R, Jars. I don't want anything I don't know. And you start going through and you're like, great one, great one, great one. What's the other one? The Bull one. I can't remember the name.
Hats Off to the Bull.
Hats Off to the Bull. There's so many songs they have and you're just like, my God, this is going to steal the show. If you have not seen Chevelle live and you like rock, get tickets for tonight. Take out the gunman. And go watch this band play, and then just enjoy Offspring for the party that they are. They're going to play 15 songs you're just going to be happy with.
Yeah.
Chevelle is going to knock you with the Red. I mean, this
I love Jars when you guys played that.
Jars
yesterday
is
when
so
I was
good.
Out there.
Such a great song.
I had to tell Meathead to shut up. I was listening to the song.
You're never getting that one.
I know.
I get it. Yeah. The song, I get it. I mean, I had 12 songs yesterday, and I'm just like, one after the other. I built a little set list. I'm driving around the block. They are around the block band when you're actually excited about it. Man, if they do what I want them to, and you've never seen Chevelle, let me sell you a ticket to that show tonight, because you, as a fan of rock music, are missing out if you haven't watched Chevelle. Now watch him go crap the bed tonight. I did this a couple years ago for Highly Suspect, and Johnny didn't feel good, and he sang 4 songs and left.
And he was like Dom.
What's that?
He looked like Dom,
and he
too.
Was fat as a pig.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, dude.
It was huge. I remember I was standing next to you, and I'm like, why is that fat guy singing? Where's Johnny? And you go, that is Johnny. I'm like, no, no, no. Where? Behind the fat guy singing? He was huge. And he did look like Dom. Dom even said, you need to drop a couple pounds.
Which is saying a lot.
Yeah, Dom was mad because there's only one Barney Rubble in this house. Yeah, Johnny got fat. He was super nice to us after. But, I mean, the show, I hyped and hyped. So hopefully Chevelle doesn't do the same thing. But, man, how many great songs they have.
What do you want to do with you?
The Offspring tonight, the headline.
Yeah, I mean, but we have Avatar on there, Welcome to the Freak Show for the Furries, Static X, The Enemy for the Furries.
They're not the enemy. They're just let's just not give them rights.
Chevelle, and then Why Don't You Get a Job? You're going to go Far Kid, Amazed, Bad Habit, and Session.
I got a whole bunch in front of you. Let the Bad Times Roll, Want You Bad, Gone Away, I Choose. You forget Offspring's going to knock you out with 10 or 12 hits right away.
Let's do I Choose. We haven't heard that in a long time.
I Choose is a solid.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that. Ixnay on the Hombre. All the way back to 1997 with this one, when they first kind of showed up. And when I first said, hey, Weird Al Yankovic's doing serious rock now. All I hear is Weird Al, but I love Weird Al too. If you don't hear Weird Al, you're not trying hard enough. They sound just like Weird Al. But it's Offspring. And when you go, yeah, put your critic in your back pocket and just enjoy the show, because they're going to take you for a little ride and it's fun. Tonight, U-Fest. It's going to be a blast. And it's going to be headlined by these guys right here. It's Offspring. I Choose. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
I'm in discussions online with people about Chevelle. And man, do people need to see it. Just great. Great band. Live band. This is, people look at lineups and they're like, I don't know. There's nothing on. Oh, trust me. You're not giving Chevelle their due. No one ever does. I'm a music fan. I like a lot of stuff. Not country. That's garbage for people who have no IQ. But when you see somebody that should get more credit than they do and they just keep plugging away, man, Chevelle is that band. They're great. Here's an idea. On your way to U-Fest today, you go over to Hooters for happy hour for a couple hours, grab yourself some wings, get some couple drinks, and Uber on over to the, see how responsible I just was? Uber on over to U-Fest. Or
good
if
move.
It's U-Fest. Uber to U-Fest. Start the weekend off right. Head over to Hooters for happy hour. They got $4 off select appetizers right there at Hooters. And it's Monday through Friday. That's today. You can go over there 3 to 6 o'clock before you go to OOFest and enjoy
get an
yourself.
Uber.
Yeah, get an Uber to OOFest. That's how it works. It's 7:49. Hooters brings you this Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Pretzel Day. Here's how to score a free one.
Soft or hard pretzel? Auntie Anne's?
Both.
Oh, boy. Oh,
both.
Boy. All pretzels.
Auntie Anne is giving out free pretzels, but you have to use their, you have to be a rewards member. Download the app. Wetzel's Pretzels has free pretzels starting at 3 p.m. Just walk in and get one. No questions asked. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary.
I don't trust that at all.
And they'd prefer calling it National Wetzel Day.
Okay. I don't trust it. Just come in and don't even just, you're getting one and get out. No questions asked. Every time I hear no questions asked, somebody's getting rid of evidence.
And if that's not enough options for you, today.com has a list of more pretzel deals you can take.
What are Auntie Anne and Wetzel going to do with the death of the mall? Like, they're nowhere but malls. Without malls.
You still have a couple of, here, I think.
You know some standalones?
Of course he does, if there's any.
This is impressive.
There's one at the outlet malls. And,
well, that's what I'm saying, like malls. Yeah.
But I'm saying that's an outdoor one, kind of.
Right, but still a mall. Like the death of people wandering to malls. The internet has killed all that stuff.
Airports, I guess.
Airports and sporting events.
Yeah.
I don't know where else you go to Wetzel Pretzel or Auntie Anne. They got to do some standalone business or kind of glom into something, you know?
Maybe they, yeah.
They could kind of tie into another place. Maybe go into Walmart's.
Put them up like Dutch Brothers, little drive-thrus.
Little drive-thrus. Well, you can't have that clogging up traffic. The smell alone. If you are you kidding me? If on a nice spring day here in Phoenix, I got the windows down in my car and I try to drive by an Auntie Anne's, you know, what are the windmill on. Shack or whatever they would build like Dutch Brothers does?
Oh. Taken.
Oh, right next to a salad and go. You think I'm still getting salad? Are you out of your mind?
Couple of basic fun facts. Growing up, Katy Perry wasn't allowed to eat Lucky Charms because luck was linked to the devil.
Yeah, she's a pastor's kid.
Yeah, her family also called deviled eggs, angeled eggs.
Doesn't mean that. Oh, it's so stupid. How weak-minded are you that an egg, like how strong is your belief if calling an egg the deviled egg ruins it? You don't really buy into what you're believing. You should be able to say the devil 1,000 times and fear nothing. They're afraid of deviled eggs.
Deviled ham.
You're in a powerless situation if the devil is that much stronger than your guy. That you can't even say deviled eggs without, well, that invited all the demons in. I guess all the good work doesn't count. Way to go, making deviled eggs. Why even bother making them? Why even mix up the yolk? Dummies.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Have a stronger foundation in your belief to where eggs can't ruin it. Well, I was a very religious man for a while, Brett, but then I had a deviled egg and all the hell broke loose inside me. And
not a deviled egg.
Started raping people and killing everybody. If I'd have just called it an angel egg, my strength and foundation wouldn't have been so shattered.
All because of the paprika.
Yeah,
falsely accused.
The little mayonnaise, paprika, whatever else goes in there.
The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is Will Shortz, and he's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology.
I love this story.
Enigmatology.
I heard you.
Well, one more time.
No, you be quiet.
He
can barely say it. We don't need to dance with this devil. It's those damn eggs. Just bringing them up made him a demon. If you're going to get a word wrong, don't get that one wrong.
Why? We need to go to the Google Translate.
Oh, my God.
One.
It's AI, everybody. That wasn't even us. That was an AI. Somebody's tricking us. Don't say that again. He's got a degree. Move on!
In what?
I don't even know what a crossword puzzling. That's enough. You can't play that game. I don't trust you with that. That's like a kid with a gun. You're going to screw that up.
It's the study of puzzles.
We know. Next!
Wilt Chamberlain?
Oh, no. Don't do that next. This is terrible.
Come on.
Shuffle your stories.
Go back to pretzels for a second. Let's get you back on point. You're the worst. That you stumble over everything. We can't have you stumbling over those words. Who trusted him to read? Whose idea was this?
Me.
Brady can't read. That'll be great for 23
He's
years.
Been great with this episode, this segment.
You shut up. This damn deviled egg. The mere mention of him has brought out all sorts of demons in Brady's mouth.
When Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in 1962 in the NBA game, he made 28 free throws. He went 28 for 32 that night. It's 87.5%. And they were all granny style.
Yeah. That was the preferred form.
Yeah.
I watched a story on that years and years ago of when somebody started to shoot overhead, and they're like, insanity. Well, we shoot overhead during the game. Yeah, but you're jumping. You're flat-legged. You go granny. And even the best in the business were doing it. Like, some of the best players were Wilt Chamberlain, for God's sake, shooting granny.
Was Maravich the last holdout on that?
Like, Maravich did the under-leg toss. It's strange. Yeah, I bet you he was. I don't know who the last guy was, but it had to be. Pistol Pete had to be one of the last ones. There had to be a couple others. Like, there had to be guys we didn't pay attention to that played for the St. Louis Spirit. Some dude on the Kansas City Kings, and Reggie Theus and Eddie Johnson looking at him going, stop it, shoot it with your over your head, be a man.
Reggie and his soul glow.
And I'm one of them, but shooting underhand free throws is sort of like sitting to pee. It's frowned upon. But it's cleaner.
There's a couple in Utah, and they're thrilled to be reunited with their cat, Galena, who disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked all over for her, even put up signs in the neighborhood. Turned out Galena didn't run away. The couple shipped her to Amazon.com.
You do that?
Galena loves hiding in boxes. And she was inside a box of work boots.
All right.
That was later packed up.
They knew.
Dropped off. No, it was one of those deals where you could
they knew.
Return it. Try it and return it.
They knew.
Five pairs of boots. It was a big box. The cat was in there for 6 days.
Oh, I thought you said their kid. Cat, sure. Yeah. I thought it was a kid. If you're shipping a kid in Amazon, you know about it. Cat can hide in there. Cats get in boxes.
It's like Christmas Vacation where the aunt packed up the cat. And
Oh, every time I put a suitcase out, Elgato's laying in it. Like they love that.
So Galena traveled from Utah to California.
I thought you said it was their kid.
No.
I'm like, passing this off as an accident?
Luckily, the person at Amazon that happened to rescue cats, so she knew what to do to get her, hydrated and figure the cat was in the box. I've got some pee-pee-poo-poo news.
Okay. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan with your pee-pee-poo-poo news. Little gardening hack. Gardeners are pouring pee onto their plants. And they say the human urine contains nutrients that make the flora thrive. But the deal is,
it's got what plants
flora. Don't.
Flora.
Flora. Not the
flora.
The flora. I said flora.
No, you said flora.
Flora.
No, I did. Go to the tape.
Oh,
every time we go to the tape, you lose.
Flora thrive. Said it.
Look. Dig it in.
Every time we go to the tape,
you lose. No,
you said flora. It's okay. I'm fine with you messing that word up.
No, he said floor.
I like the other one
better. No, you said floor. We looked at each other. He said floor. You said floor. Shh. Don't say go to the tape anymore. You're the worst. You're going to get LeBron James angry.
Do it.
He doesn't know. Every time we do, we go, we're wrong.
And then we know what your response is going to be. I didn't hear it.
Madeline, you said it. Get over it. Move forward.
Nope.
It's all right.
But here's the key.
Don't piss on the floor. Your floor won't get bigger.
Make your floor thrive. What's that? I said that.
I'm going to pull up both examples.
Pull it up.
Okay.
That one, you said it.
I'm fine with him messing up.
I know. Me
too. You're good. You win. Go kick it.
Thank you.
Move on. You're the champion today. Going to get you a little
medal.
You can't
whip out and just put pure pee
up. We understand now. All right. I don't.
You got to dilute
it. No. We got to.
Whip out? What's that have to do with pee?
It'll whip out, not whip out. No, you did misunderstand that one. That's your
does
fault.
Every time.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. We go back and laugh hysterically at Show Me the Tape. We could do a full year's worth of best ofs of you going, go to the tape! And then 4 hours of you messing everything up. But I'm not playing that game with you anymore because
it's
the word
once.
You messed up today.
It's happened once.
We're not playing that. No, sir. That's enough.
Brett's been here 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
He's heard it maybe twice.
I love it, too. Yeah.
Brett wakes up every time his alarm goes off with a smile on his face. Today's the day. He's going to mess up the big boy.
Going to learn about that puzzle word.
He's going to mess up the big ones. Don't.
Go to the tape.
All right. Yeah, that's what I said. I already said I went to AI, Brady. Don't you use the same defense. It looks like we're fishy. Anything Brady did earlier this morning is AI. In fact, I think what Madeline said at the Jew party the other day, just immediately afterwards, go, that was AI. That wasn't me. But it's live. It happened in front of us.
Perrier had to destroy 2 million bottles of water after fecal bacteria was discovered in one of their wells in southern France. They say that all the bottles on the market are safe and poo-free.
Okay. Well, that's what I count on. You know what I don't
the
like?
The well's been was 103 years old.
I'm not drinking out of that. I didn't know I didn't like this, and I'd like to make a request to restaurants. I appreciate it, but also don't like certain parts of this. Last night I was at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers watching the draft with my friend. And a few of the people delivering food had surgical blue gloves on, and a few did not. And the only thing I didn't realize until yesterday, the only thing I kind of like attribute surgical blue gloves with is avoidance of AIDS. So the only reason, the only reason to have those on is because you've got something horribly wrong with your hands. If it's not required for everyone to wear them.
I just think also the having it be the color blue.
Blue.
It's just stark.
Right.
Wear the black ones.
Wear the black ones or even white to make it feel real clean.
It's like you're going for a rectal examination
and
stuff.
It's too medical. And not everybody's doing it. So I'm like, well, what's wrong with that guy? And how come that guy isn't? If either make it across the board, everybody has to wear gloves up to their elbows. Or the one dude that's, make them yellow. Like, just make them a color you don't see in hospitals, you know? Yeah. Although those are a little janitorial. Or how about just wash your goddamn hands?
That'll work, too.
And bring me a French dip without worrying about transferring HIV to me. What's the matter? What are you all right?
Ronnie said I said floor, too.
You did.
Oh, we got to go to the tape, apparently.
Oh, are you going to divorce now?
Because that's
something I brought up?
Wow. The worst part of that
was my backup.
We're having a discussion about gloves, and Pop goes, all right. He's yelling at his phone. He's actually having a conversation with electronics.
All right, that's about enough out of you, baby.
Anyway. Can we have N-word Brady in the center? No, we cannot. He didn't say it. He just, it sounded.
Puzzle Brady.
It's just a word he shouldn't be dancing around.
No, today is Rubber Ducky Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. We're taking a bath with Brady.
That's your pee-pee-poo-poo news.
All of our gay listeners said that there's no question that two men bathing is the gayest thing you can do. Even gay guys think that's super gay.
There's no position that's...
There's nothing about it that is straight.
Look what happened in the old movie with Kirk Douglas and...
Spartacus. Super gay.
Bath scenes legendary.
Yeah. Laying down on a couch with a man in a spoon position and bathing.
And that was just a sponge bath.
Gay. Oops, sorry, gay. Yeah, it's the word bath, sponge bath or bath, unless it's medical and like the guy has to be propped up and it's a nurse getting paid to do it. Even still, it's gay. That's why male nurses are kind of like, haha.
Even Katie KB's like, that's gay.
Yeah. Even Katie KB's like, whoa.
Come on, bro.
You guys are pushing it.
And now it's time for some science news.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news. Diamonds might not be that rare someday. Soon. It's going to happen. Researchers in South Korea, they figured out how to make the diamonds without having to put them under tremendous pressure. It's a lot cheaper and easier. The Koreans did.
No, who's under pressure?
Diamonds. Okay. To create them, you got to put them under a lot of pressure.
The Koreans?
Good question. Are they still
rare?
So
the diamonds natural diamonds take billions of years. But their new process created diamonds in under 2.5 hours.
Koreans did.
They created Koreans in 2.5 hours.
No.
You can make a Korean with no pressure. Hey, look, no pressure. This is a low-pressure sale here. You want a Korean, I can get you one by like 10:03.
The dragon might have something to say about that.
He's half Korean. I can make one of those hour. Yeah.
He's only half?
Yeah, he's an hour. An hour of Korean.
Our solar system
But wouldn't they be then their fake diamonds?
Also fake Korean.
I don't know about that.
They're calling them artificial diamonds.
Yeah, that would be. That's another word for fake.
It's the same material.
So it's created out of the same material.
Hold on. Artificial diamonds would then You wouldn't need to differentiate if they were
they
real
figured
diamonds.
Out, they're not artificial, actually. If they figured out how to make the diamonds without having to put them under tremendous pressure, then they're making real diamonds.
Okay. Where did the word artificial come from?
Me.
Oh, okay. Threw that out there.
Because they have synthetic diamonds.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're creating them in a lab, they're not real diamonds.
Our solar system has only had 8 planets since Pluto got downgraded in 2006. But now researchers at Caltech think they've discovered new evidence of a different planet, Planet 9. It's out beyond Neptune. They think they might be able to find it in a new telescope in Chile next year.
Cool.
As soon as that finishes up.
Would we just call it Pluto again? Not to confuse everybody?
No, because it's different.
Yeah, but just change the name. I mean,
Pluto's considered like a dwarf.
A rose by any other. That's what I'm saying. A rose by any. Just call it Pluto so we have 9 planets again. One of them's Pluto. And rename the dwarf planet something new.
My very something mother.
Yeah, yeah, we had that, all that stuff. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be Planet McPlanet.
I hope so. For your sake. They put a big golden arch on it.
A new process in health news. A new process might help bones heal faster. 3 times. And then after the healing, they're 3 times stronger. A study found that they did it on rats. They break the bones of the rat in 2 different areas. And when they use this process, it's basically a plasma that they inject the bones.
You're not going to have the answer.
It heals faster and stronger.
Ask it anyway.
Should save the question.
No.
Ask it anyway.
Why not just give me that before I break my bones?
They're going to start to do that as well.
Yeah.
That's the adamantium.
So they just give you.
But they're saying 3.5 times faster.
But the bone strengthener would make it so it would be harder to break them in the first place. So why don't they give the rats the bones and then try to break? Like, give them the hard bones and then try to break their bones.
Yeah, they like to put pain on the rats. You know, Brett says rats get bats.
That's right.
Poor little rats.
New study found being around attractive women tends to make men more honest, but other women.
That's not true.
That's a lie.
That's the biggest lie ever. That's a good lie, though, to tell the attractive women that we're being honest with them. Sure,
but
make
other
that much
women
money.
Less honest.
Ugly women, we're not as
like
honest
the
with
hot
them.
Hot girl in the workplace.
Wait a minute.
The men become more honest, but the women are less honest around her.
Women lie around hot girls. Men tell the truth to hot girls.
Become more honest, according to this study.
I don't know about how women are, but I know men lie to good-looking women all the time about what. That's my car. This apartment isn't. Well, my house is being remodeled. Like, there's all sorts of lies you tell pretty women.
Yeah, I was golfing today.
Yeah, see the private investigator.
Lastly, the researchers in Australia think it might be possible to reduce methane emissions by just breeding cows to fart less.
Okay.
That's your science news.
Closer.
Why was you raise your eyebrows on that?
I was waiting for the payoff.
I didn't know we had to.
Why didn't I raise
my eyebrows?
Jesus Christ.
He
is on one today. That's just a stupid sentence. There's no meaning to it. We're going to breed them to fart less. How? Nobody asks how. Nobody looks forward to.
I was waiting for a punchline. And yeah.
They'll just breed them to fart less.
What does that mean?
News if they pull it off.
No, I was waiting there. I thought it was coming.
How, though? Like, you don't have any inquisitive nature of going, that's interesting. Wonder how they'd do that.
I just tell them, just do it.
It's excellent work.
Yeah.
That's science, what you're doing.
Crack news.
And that's the best thing.
No.
Yeah, it's the best thing about your science. It's anything you want it to be.
Yeah, apply that to those rats, dude. Yeah. Just do it.
You know what? Nike is a lot of science with the just do it.
Exactly.
Just do it.
How? It's easy to say. We should breed cows to fart less. And then one guy in the room has to raise his hand, the smart one, and say, how are we doing this? Just do it.
Stop arguing to me.
All right, Mr. Questionnaire. Just do it. That's how.
Do you ask that same question when you start your car? How does it do this?
What the hell are you talking about?
We know how that's done.
All right.
What?
Could we reasonably get an answer to how does my car start versus how do we breed cows to fart less? Which one has an answer I can get today?
They inject it with the plasma fart gene. Cause them to break.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Are we really having this conversation? Yeah.
No, he's trying to have one. He's still defensive over the floor thing.
Said it.
We know. We heard you say floor. He's on one today.
Oh, Brett, man. Just
wait till tonight at U-Fest.
Oh, jeez. Pop-pop starts the day like this. People in mushrooms will be like, you need to take something. Calm down. You're not making any sense.
Madeline will walk away from you.
You're not making any sense. You say a lot of dumb stuff, bro.
But Madeline,
Serious.
I gotta go.
Can't do it.
Listen,
she says
bro,
that.
I gotta take off. You're saying a lot of dumb stuff.
Madeline, don't go. You're so interesting. Your take on Islam.
But Mads. In Maracaibo, Venezuela, they caught a bunch of inmates trying to escape. They tunneled their way out of the prison. 20 inmates lined up. But
wow.
As they're getting out of the tunnel that they made.
Somebody waiting.
They're waiting. There.
Well, you can't have a conga line of escapees. Yeah. I mean,
they
that's
did,
too many.
Basically.
Two yeah. tops. You
they
and a buddy.
Coming out of there.
The cops and are waiting.
Had to pull them out of there.
The hole wasn't big enough for some of them.
Would have changed Shawshank if the if the warden was standing right there.
If there was 18 other dudes behind Andy.
Right. Andy Dufresne crawled through the foulest filth you could ever imagine, with 19 guys behind him ruining everything, making all sorts of racket.
Conga line.
In March, Haiti was a state of emergency because gangs stormed the jail there. And released 4,000 inmates of the National Penitentiary. They all managed to get out.
That's no
still
good.
Trying to herd them back up, but there's murders.
They just started murdering again?
Yeah,
oh, murderers.
Yeah.
I said there were murders. Yeah, guys just running all over.
Just like Mexico, the murderers, the rapists, they were everywhere.
You don't like Haiti?
Not a fan. A lot of AIDS. Too many AIDS. Not a big fan of a lot of AIDS. A little AIDS. Like San Francisco. It's a proper amount. Haiti, too many AIDS.
They still have that problem. You know, that's something that slipped by all of us.
What, AIDS?
They cured it. Not even like a topic anymore.
No, it's a big money in advertising.
Commercials talking about, didn't it dodge the thing that gives it to you? Here's how. Well, they cured it. That should have been a
party.
Well, the
first thing in that ad is you must have active AIDS.
Right, well, and then the other one is you can't have it, but this keeps you from getting it. Well, they cured it. And we all go back to Magic Johnson, which I still think was a misdiagnosis. But AIDS is, I don't know if it's a thing anymore that we have to, like, even concern ourselves with. You have to be doing some seriously filthy stuff to get AIDS now. And you always, and Brady would argue, and he's right, that you would always had to have done something gross to get AIDS. But it's not like. Remember, there should have been a party. There should have been an announcement. It's gone. Like, we celebrated the end of COVID.
They're still raising money, aren't they, for research and
for AIDS charity?
You don't see it anymore. Like, it's not.
I don't think it's a thing. Susan G. Coleman should be pissed.
Yeah, because they fixed AIDS first. Yeah. AIDS was more important, though.
You think?
Yeah, I mean.
Then
both are
cans?
Yes, both are wildly important. But let's be honest.
I think cans are pretty important.
You couldn't control your breast cancer.
Huh?
It just happens. AIDS is something you did.
Okay.
So they had to get a grip on this thing.
Put the clamps on that.
Yeah, put the clamps down on that one. At least we have an idea how to stop this. The other thing's on its own. But they cured it. And we didn't have like a... Eddie Murphy said it. Remember the day that... If you can't get laid the day they cure AIDS... Nobody ever announced that it was over. We just started. Even porn. They don't even. Condoms in porn, you just assume that guy's dying.
Oh, you remember the big condom period where
everybody had to do it, and porn was ruined.
Yep.
I didn't need to think of disease control and pregnancy during my fantasies. All right. What do you got, Brady?
Brett. Throw
just
it to Brett today.
Nothing today?
Fridays
all right.
Are.
All right. All Brett?
Well, because he didn't have yesterday, and I thought maybe.
Double Down Brady is the word. I like Double Down Brady. Indian Brady.
I'm Chief Double Down Brady.
Yeah, we were worried about him for a little bit. A strange little man sometimes. But tonight, he's going to be, boy, if he's on a morning bender, imagine what late night pop pop's going to be like. All right.
Are you bringing Kirby? Because then you'll be doubly on.
Oh.
You sea suckers better be ready.
Are you going to start with the sea suckers again? Is Kirby coming with you tonight?
I don't know. It's game time decision.
Oh, I see. If she is.
She's playing in the state tennis tournament, the NIA. That's what it's called, NIA. Yep.
What's that for?
That's the league that she's in.
Oh. There's no T in that?
No, because I think it's just the
There's
NIA.
Also no H or S for high school?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Tennis would have to be the NIA, National.
Is it interscholastic?
Yeah, I don't even know what it.
Yeah. There's no T national. In the tennis tournament. How about that?
It's a state tournament national.
It's the states, basically, in her division.
NIA. I'd lose every time trying to guess what that stands for in a tennis tournament. Something, if it's state, it's not national. Huh. I got to figure that one out. Brett, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
That's got me spinning.
This one came in because, you know, we all missed Drew Haybatta back in the day, but we may have a new mascot job for Brady.
Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, it's a guy dressed as a cow in a shower.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm a fat cow, and I want all your chalky milk.
He just guzzling gallons of chocolate milk dressed as a giant fat cow.
That's cold! Ah.
Why is this happening?
Pretty cold!
That's a family member, Brady.
I want your chocolate milk!
Is this boss KUPD? What am I looking at?
Come on, Brady. When
I did this years ago.
Yep.
All right, I don't want to watch this.
Chocolate milk. What?
Oh, I don't have to be Nostradamus to know how that guy dies.
Yeah, he's dead already.
Oh, man, probably right when he stepped out of that shower of chocolate milk. Well, that was just weird.
And they're worried that we're going to see this one on boss KUPD one of these days as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's a little weird dude walking towards an elephant in the wide open. Not a zoo. This is a wild elephant, a middle-aged, like, teenage elephant. Doesn't look that big yet.
Filming.
Oh, he's filming it, and it's charging him. Here comes the elephant. Run! This one may be fake.
This guy gets mashed.
Oh.
He gets crushed.
Oh. Yeah, they just stood on him. The elephant just stood on the guy. It didn't really explode like I'd expected. Well, he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Definite broken ribs.
Enjoy your vacations coming up in a couple weeks.
Hey, we're going to. They'll need some of that plasma.
Yeah, that's going to strengthen those bones.
There's a little hot dogging on a train.
On the train?
Mm-hmm.
On top of it? One of those trains in India? Nope, he's on. Yeah, it is that, but he's on the side of it. And he's hanging hot dogging.
Oh, yeah, platform skate.
Hanging off the side of the train, leaning out of it. Oh, he falls! He's down! He's under it! There's the sound! No! Oh, it's the other half of him. Oh, God damn it. Don't do that. Oh, no.
I got nothing on this
Dear
one.
Brady's God, it says.
Oh, that's this one?
Yeah.
This is titled Dear Brady's God. All right. Oh, somebody pooping in a plastic tunnel into another guy's mouth. Oh, it's a funnel.
Wearing a ski mask.
And she's skinny, too. She should do better than this. And she's pooping into a guy's mouth. Into a ski mask that's on sale right now at Action Ride Shop.
You know, taking
it in. Oh, you can see it going.
That's chocolate pudding.
No, it's not. All right. No moaning. How'd you two meet, I wonder? She's still got more in there? That's a lot.
Scatmatch.com.
Shouldn't she be done?
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, we get it. Quit pushing. Oh, and then you see the little hole where he's breathing it in. Oh, it's just a pile of it looks like the milk after you eat Choco Pebbles. Oh, God.
He's taking his time.
We can't take it all in one bite. he was raised right.
He's savoring it.
Yeah, he eats with a little. He's got, you know, manners, for God's sakes. So don't just go horsing it all down.
This one's entitled Puking in 3-2-1.
Oh, man. Fridays suck. Oh, God. It's two dudes rubbing their rosebuds together. One dude is as hairy as a gorilla. Oh, two rosebud bouncing off each other. And there's a lot of sticky juice. How hairy is that guy? And he's got a tramp stamp of two Chinese letters.
You got a Greek guy?
You know who I feel most sorry for in this? Is the cameraman. There's a guy just hanging around the camera. And they are bumping rosebuds. Bumping Rosebuds is a great band name. All right, with the moaning, fellas.
Oh, man.
Let's calm down.
Oh, no, he's standing. He's reaching. A reach around on the other guy's hand.
So much. You know what the worst part is? I'm so used to rosebuds now. The hairy guy is making me sicker than the rosebud. I can't look at all that ass hair. So much ass hair. All right. When and how does this end? When do you know you're done with this? Oh, this is how you know. Oh, God. What's he doing? He's shoving something. Oh, he's putting his rosebud into the other guy. Oh, jeez.
And damn it.
I'm going to put that in our pile of best ofs for the end of the year.
That hairy guy waited for the black guy to have his rosebud go back in, and then he started
to insert
his, put his into the black guy. I'm most disgusted by the hairy nature of the one Greek guy.
We'll just end there.
Disgusted by all of them. Ugh.
How do you know when you're done with that? Ugh. Well, see you tomorrow, Tom.
It's like the
the sheepdog. Yeah. Morning, George. Oh, how is it pleasurable?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
AIDS is cured, everybody.
Yeah, AIDS is better. We can do, that's what I mean. If AIDS wasn't cured, we wouldn't be doing that. You'd have to have some sort of plastic wrap around your rosebud, wouldn't you? You'd have to consult the good people at Reynolds Wrap to help you not get something with your rosebud touching game.
A booty hat.
I want to go home and try that immediately. Let's take a bath, Brady. Wash your mouth out with soap. There goes your Brady report. I'm sorry. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect. 98.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
We're going to talk to Troy Bond in just a few seconds, and we'll have him. He's at the Improv this week, and we'll chat with him in just moments. Before we do that, U-Fest tonight, of course, we're kind of focused on that here at the building. And Andrew and a few other people have emailed and said, what's going on? You haven't talked about it, Brady and the sex doll. I was told by not only management, but lawyers and also the venue, we're not allowed to bring a sex doll in. The bands can, which is ironic, but it can't be a sex
doll.
Sometimes
they get in trouble for that stuff.
It's not because of nudity or anything. It's they just don't want extra stuff. Like, the bands can have sex dolls all they want because they're the performers. We are not. So they have to approve it, and we're not allowed to have that. So Brady's not allowed to do that. We were told that's not a thing. So we'll figure out a way to make Brady do that. You know, his loss for Rock Wars last year still requires him 69ing with the sex doll. I'm leaning on the idea that it's going to happen at my birthday party. That's in July. I think that would probably be the best. Someone also suggested a new thing for next year's Rock Wars. The loser, second place, because they already assume Brady's going to come in third. Second and third, Brady has to bathe with the guy in second place. We have to take a bath together.
Sponge bath.
We are going to fight to the finish, you and I. The second place means no sponges, no actual bathing each other. Yuck. Just sitting in a bathtub. I don't even like hot tubs for that.
You may not show up to the last show of the year. That's all I'm going to say.
I may not make it to the last.
You may not make it to the last show.
That? What a threat. AI.
Just that day. AI. Don't worry about it.
I think it's gross in like hot tubs, two dudes in a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
That's bathing, too. That's essentially the same thing. I think that's nasty.
Yeah, two dudes is, but three or four, well, you get now it. You're talking.
If you start rosebudding, it's cleaner if you rosebud in there. Hot tubs are only for, like, you and someone you're trying to sleep with. Otherwise, you're just bathing together. Pools are different because they're massive. Hot tubs are hot
keep
water.
Keep a distance, yeah.
Tepid hot water. Or that, that's not even tepid. It's just hot, boiling. Blech. And there's people you're trying not to do it with.
Oh, we did a...
Yuck. Ugh. Anyway.
We did get some U-Fest.
You got the info?
Well, not the set times yet, but they posted parking lot opens at 2:30.
Oh, my God.
Doors are at 3. Show starts at 4.
Okay. So that's pretty good.
And we'll have set times, I think, at like 10, Larry said. So
easy peasy. All right. Troy Bond joins us in just moments. We'll talk to him next. It's 98 KUPD.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Right, looks nice.
Troy Bond is here, everybody. He's
God.
We're on the air now, Troy. We're already having a horrible time.
No N-bombs.
Yes.
No N-bombs. I will not be dropping any like you fellas have.
Yeah, exactly. Because we saw you walk in. We're like, here we go.
I'm in a pimp coat and no pants.
Troy Bond's at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. If you want to get over there, TempeImprov.com. We have not met. We now know a lot about you. It's a wonderful introduction so far.
Thank you guys for having me. It's
Of course.
I love... coming to do radio and not knowing who I'm coming to talk to, because it's always like this for me. It's intense. We sit, we talk, and now we can, we're like the King of the Hill dudes, honestly.
Bobby. Yep. And now we're just best friends hanging out.
I love it.
And we learned that you're interracial, which we didn't know, because I honestly thought you were somehow or another Ralph Macchio's body double.
The hair?
Hair double.
I get that all the time.
But you're
man.
Black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
And you look very Italian.
I'll take that. Forget about it. What is that? Over here. I fell off a truck. What are you going to say, huh? He's a good guy, Furio.
But you were telling us about your dad, and we think that he might be someone we'd like to have you call him.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him on the line.
No,
don't
do it. Yes. Brett would love that. We all would.
I'm going to see.
I have a button.
Because he called me right after the... Do you really?
Yeah, if he says it, we'll be okay.
Okay, all right, cool.
I won't be, because I'll be dying.
Put on speaker. I'm going to call him several times.
Do you think he's in school right now?
Even if he is, he will answer if I call him 3 times.
Your dad has a pet name for you.
Yes, but he won't... Dad? Dad, you're on the radio.
I shouldn't have said what the hell.
Yes, 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 and you shouldn't have said a second time. But you're on the radio, and they specifically asked me to call you. And I was telling them, do not repeat this word. I was telling them that you referred to me and my brothers as the N-word growing up because you couldn't remember our names.
That never happened. I refuse to admit it.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Mr. Johnny Cochran. That glove don't fit. Every time you bring up trauma to your parents, they get amnesia for no reason.
I'm like, it was AI.
Who is this? Who are you calling?
We are on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Joe Rogan himself.
That's yes. Right.
Joe Rogan, I've been wanting to talk to you
uh-oh.
For years.
Oh, no.
I'm not on Joe Rogan. Jesus.
You can play pretend.
Wow, crazy. And I want to go on Joe Rogan's or just bite your tongue.
Don't do it. Don't start
please.
That.
We all would like to.
What the hell am I talking to?
You're talking to a radio station that's going to put ducats in your son's pocket, and they wanted to talk to you specifically.
Then they need to put money in my pocket.
I'm going to send it to you. I bought you a car.
Yeah, buy me something.
I'm going to buy you a car and make sure I cut the brakes myself.
I have a car. I want a house.
I'll buy you a house and make sure no homeowner insurance happens, and it'll be in Katrina.
Invite Joe Rogan there. Him and I going to...
There you go. God, I am going to have no career after the show. I feel like I'm on the phone with Cat Williams right now. Joe Rogan is 5'6".
If you were talking to Cat Williams...
He does Cat Williams, too. I learned how to do all my impressions from my father. Every single one of them. Beavis, have a great night. We have to go.
All right. Hang up on your dad, because I like him a lot.
All right. I love you. I'll call you back.
When is he on tour? We're going to get him in there.
I get him on the host sometimes. He did stand up when he was in high school, and he was on some soap opera in the 90s that never made it.
No kidding. What was the soap opera?
No idea. Never made it.
You don't even know the name of the soap
Dennis
opera?
Beach.
Yeah. We couldn't say two things growing up. My middle name or the soap opera.
What's your middle name?
Lamerick. And because my grandmother was a geriatric birth, and she was about 37 when she had my dad in the 1970s, December 17, 1970. And after she gave birth to him, she went into the shower, and the nurse was filling out the birth certificate. And she said, what do you want the name of the baby to be? And I guess with the acoustics, the nurse heard
Troy Lamerick Bond, when in fact my grandmother said Tracy Lamont Bond.
Oh.
And Lamerick is not a name. No. I Googled it several times.
You're
this is my
one?
Lando.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And like I've Googled it and I my dad hates the name, so I couldn't say Lamerick ever growing up. And now I'm just like, yeah, it's a name. I'll tell
his
people
name is Lamerick?
His name is Troy Lamerick Bond. I'm Troy Lamerick Bond Jr.
But he passed it on to you even though he hates it.
Hates it, yeah. Huh. Just as much as everything else about him he passed on that he hates.
He didn't
want
to be the
himself.
Only one suffering.
Yeah, you know, you do to the oldest. You marries him and
but he's a black dad who stayed and then like let you know he hated it.
Yes, yeah. And me.
Yeah, that's
and
that's
then we didn't talk for 5 years and then I got successful and now he answers the phone in the middle of work. It's
you
great.
Guys weren't, you didn't talk for a while?
We didn't speak for a while. You know,
why?
I grew up in a karate school. He owned a karate school when okay. I was growing up.
Wait a minute.
Wait a
this is a Ralph Macchio. Here we go again.
This isn't Bruce Leroy.
No, right? I know, yeah. But we did go. He does know the guy who played him in Enter the Dragon.
Is
we
that
went to
right?
go meet him at a comic convention. We got a picture of together. Ty Monk is his name.
Ty Monk.
My dad was a professional wrestler when I was a kid, an amateur. So, like, we did right. a lot of the New England circuit. The Rock just sent me a bottle of his Terramana tequila because his uncle Jimmy Snuka used to babysit me
no
when I was
kidding.
A kid.
Superfly?
Superfly Snuka babysat me 2000 to 2002. He would just be chain smoking while my dad was in the ring. And then I'd be like, see Brutus the Barber Beefcake
oh, yeah.
and more cocaine than I've ever seen in comedy ever yeah. in my life. And I'd be on the road with my dad and he was a DJ as well.
My
so we never
God.
Listened to music. We listened to comedy albums. And when we weren't doing that on the weekends, I was at the karate school in the dojo teaching martial arts. When you're the coach's son, you got it the hardest.
Yeah.
I spent my life with that discipline, and that's what led me into stand-up. And he and I, when I was getting serious about it, was not happy about me doing it because he tried to do it. And I think two things happened. One, A, he was jealous. B, as a parent, looking back now, it's probably a good move to not want your kid to go into something like show business because
yeah.
it's not guaranteed. Like, yeah. it's so weird
it's
that
too
I...
risky.
It's too risky. Yeah. I'm 28. I started doing this when I was 17. I gambled my entire life when I was 17. I didn't yeah. even have a license. I just lost my virginity the day of the Boston Marathon bombing.
No kidding.
Days before I started doing stand-up.
April 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
I had nothing to do with that. I was cleared. I was under a trampoline and a block of cheese. Yeah, baby. Only thing that was bombing was my stomach because I was not tolerating that lactose.
Wait, you had cheese and then sex?
Yeah, and then
and
I woke
lactose?
Up with the cheese in my hand under the trampoline.
Oh,
and they were like, what happened to our good cheese? It was like imported from Naples. And I was like, oh, my God. It was
oh
rough.
My God.
Sorry, long story short. Yeah. That's, and then, I've been doing stand-up ever since I was 17. My dad and I didn't talk. He kicked me out of the house when I was 15, or when I was 17, when about 5 years later, we rekindled the relationship. I think
he kicked you out because you wanted to do comedy or just kicked you out because you weren't getting along?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
So you wanted to do the comedy.
You're the oldest, you said. Too.
Yeah, I'm the oldest, yeah. And I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew why he didn't want me to do it. The more you tell your kid not to do something, the more he's going to want to do
sure.
it. And I was on Fallon right before my senior year. I was in the audience and they did a segment and I ended up having like 5 minutes of improv, really funny screen
cool.
time with Jimmy Fallon. And you see yourself on TV your senior year of high school, you think you're Danny Zuko
yeah.
from Greece. I was like, oh, Sandy,
yeah.
oh, geez, like, swear to God, why don't you want Scientology? Oh my God. I spent my entire, I would leave school on Friday afternoon, skip eighth period, graduated with a 1.0 GPA.
Nice.
And that's why I do this for a living because I don't have a forklift certification. And I was the funny guy in high school. I would leave school on Friday mornings, come back Monday mornings at 6:30 in the morning because I did my morning announcements
yeah.
for my school for 2 years. But I would just sleep on the subways in New York, do open mics, hang out at clubs as long as I could, and pretty much build my life until I graduated. Then I got a job at the Empire State Building, dressing up like King Kong.
Sure.
And take pictures with the tourists at the Empire State Building. That was my
yeah.
real job.
That makes
years.
Sense.
And yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what
it's,
everyone
it's,
goes
it's the route of comedy or pedophilia.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Furryland.
You're going one
yeah,
direction
you know,
or the other.
I was not on the flight log.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
You,
were,
you weren't going to Epstein? You weren't heading over there?
No, it was, no yeah, it wasn't off.
Never forget that day.
It was, yeah, it was a problem.
Yeah.
And
would you have gone to the island with Stephen, though? Imagine.
With Stephen?
To watch Stephen Hawking
no.
on Epstein Island, I'd go.
I want to see Tom Hanks because
oh, yeah.
I love Toy Story and I just like, I'm not going to be able to watch it. Wow, geez, Buzz!
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be an interesting one to watch. Yeah, any celebrities.
You know what's funny is I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah.
I found out.
You're wearing a bad coat.
This
I
is
just
original
realized
1988.
That.
That's the real bad one. Coat.
When what's I the got, back look like?
You want to see the back? Dude, when I got my.
Yeah, no kidding.
I
how
got
about
barely
that?
Barely any money. I spent $600 on this coat, got it immediately.
Yeah.
And.
You were born 6 years after that came
1996.
Out.
I got into comedy through Michael Jackson. We were coming home from a karate trip.
Oh, God.
I should.
Yeah, back to pedophilia. Here we go.
I mean, right, yeah, full circle. We were coming home from a karate tournament, and this kid was playing a Weird Al CD, and he was playing Fat. Yeah. I didn't know what parody music was. Right. I was 10 years old. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And my dad, as the DJ said, if you want to know why this is funny, go home, watch Michael Jackson's Bad. And then I did, and my life got separated into two chapters. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I want to do some version of that. Yeah. I want to perform. And then I was doing like Michael impersonations and talent shows and doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And then when that stopped being cool, not that it ever started, I really had a love for performing, and comedy was just the natural thing for me to flow into. I acted.
Sebastian Maniscalco used to do that. When he was a kid, he danced and sang to Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Billie Jean, she's not my lover. Yeah. Okay, what's going on? She's more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. That's what's going on. Remember, I always think twice.
I would actually, that spoken word I would pay for. I would actually pay for
it. I'm ready to do it anytime.
That is worth watching.
That's where I got my dad does all. My dad does impressions and he does voices. And I remember being a kid just listening to him do them and being mad when I couldn't.
Yeah.
So then whenever I could figure out how to do it,
I got him.
And then when I could do ones he couldn't, I really got him.
What does he do? What's one he does that drives
you? He would do a lot of Elmo and Jerry Seinfeld when I was a kid. Like, he'd be why did I call it a microphone? Doesn't look like anyone named Mike, I know. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. And then he could never do Homer, and that always stuck with my head. And one day I just figured out how to tap into the Homer Simpson mark. Yeah. Well, look at this. Homie, I don't want you going on Fox News. And that just was the day that I won.
Yeah.
That was the day.
What kind of car did you buy?
I don't have a license.
No, what kind of car did you buy him? Because he said you bought him a car.
Don't know. He needed $1,200 for a car. Sent it to him. My mom next week, same thing. They both got their cars. My mom gets into a fender bender 6 hours after she gets car.
Wait a minute. $1,200 car still
runs?
That's
how much they needed left for the car. My mom is older. Both my parents are like 55, 56.
Yeah.
They're not in great health. I didn't do it as a, this is a gift to you. I did it as a, I'm buying this time that you would work for so I can have it with you when you're older.
I got you.
I don't want to, I want to hold on to my parents as long as I can. Call me a weirdo.
Yeah, I do. I will. That's insanity.
Like the good thing about being where I am at my life now, what inspires me is when I have a brother who's going through university right now. My parents work a lot. And I've watched them work their whole lives and not make any money. I'm able to give my brother who's going to school tuition money.
That's
when
great.
He needs it.
Is he at Columbia?
He is actually studying at Harvard, and just under Ben Shapiro. He's just going every week he's there. It's weird. I don't know what he's learning.
He's learning.
I'm going to see him at the anniversary, January 6th, in a few months. him and Candace Owens are going to duke it out. And that is the responsibility I have when I wake up in the morning. Two things is I think, okay, I have these resources I can provide for my family. And two, this is the lame part that I don't like to say out loud, but it is what means the most to me. Fans. I don't even like saying the word fans because it makes me feel like I'm putting myself above people. But when things are low and I need some kind of inspiration, and I don't know what to do, and I think about canceling or I don't know what, I think about the people that like drive across state lines to come to shows or like will wait for a meet and greet. Like that means
the lesser
the world
people
to
make
me.
You feel better about yourself. Yeah. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, they make me feel like a superhero.
Yeah, because you look at them and you're like, God, I'm better than all of them.
That's what it is.
And they love me. They're fanatic about
I understand everything about Trump now. what I want.
It feeds the beast.
It's feeding the beast. I'm with it. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And that's what I love about traveling in the country is my parents don't have their passports, and I feel like most Americans don't because every state is different. And getting to travel across the country, being my age, it's very easy to fall into a bubble. I've talked to every kind of person there is, from New York to L.A. to San Antonio to Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah. I know how to talk to people. I was in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago. I started off a bit talking about Jesus and why he wasn't real.
In sure.
The context of this joke, right. Which is like not the state you want to start that in. And I did, and I was on their side, and they knew I was doing a comedy show because I know how to talk to them. I've had more. I'm a liberal guy. I vote liberal, but like that's not my whole personality. If you don't vote that way, I don't care. We could still be buds.
Right.
I have had more people who think different than me politically come up to me after shows thanking me for not making them feel stupid because them MAGA dollars are green as well.
And exactly.
Also, we all are living on the same country together. We're like, we're all living on the same rock.
We're supposed to kind of be on the same side.
We're supposed to kind of be. Yeah. The aliens are about to rise up in like 5 years, man. Then when we're going to do
Skynet. It's going to be.
Oh, dude, it's over. Yeah. Skynet and whatever.
I'm on board.
Once TikTok's gone, it's it.
We're done. Yeah, that's it. Then it's theirs.
It's over. Yeah, they're going to have
that's
crazy
why I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Troy Bond is at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. If you want to go, TempeImprov.com. Check you out on Troy Bond 6ix9ine on IG. Good one.
Yes. All right. 1 through 68.
You said the other thing that you discovered was Star Wars.
Yeah, yes. Big Star Wars
How old
guy.
Were you then? I mean, was that?
I was 3 years old when Phantom Menace came out. I remember going. Well, see, I have a different thing because, like, you grew up on the original trilogy, and those ones mean. I mean, I love them too.
Yeah.
I understand why you don't like the prequels. I grew up with them.
Like Phantom Menace.
Right. And I could get that, but I'm a fanboy.
Yeah.
So I love things about it, but there are things like, what though? Maybe should not have been so on the nose with what this is trying to do. Yes, I think so. Money only works on me, Jedi. No mind tricks. Yeah. You know, it's like, what are we trying to say there, George?
Yeah.
Pull the balloon back down. And then I'm not even going to tell you what ethnicity the bad guys of the Trade Federation were. But
the Chinese.
Yes.
They didn't even hide
it. Full-on accents. Yeah. And Jar Jar walking up talking about, Misa, help you find smoke shop. Like, oh my God, the 90s were a different time. And then the reason why I have such a connection with Star Wars is because we didn't have cable growing up, and my grandfather looked exactly like Billy Dee Williams. And we had The Empire Strikes Back on VHS. How you doing, Chewbacca? Yeah, let me look at this. Colt 45 all the time. Han and Leia were lovers, but I put a few fingers in Han if I had to. We'll go find him in that bounty hunter and have a good old time. Like that. My dad convinced me that Lando was my grandfather because they look exactly the same.
Really?
And I was able to quote the entire movie by the time I was like 7, which has gotten me nothing in life. But other than nerd points being like, yep, that's what they're saying. Star Wars to me, I'm into I like Buddhism. I wouldn't say I'm a Buddhist, but I like studying Buddhism and mindfulness.
Sure.
And Star Wars is like the American version. It's like the McDonald's version of Buddhism and mindfulness.
The Zen mindset.
That's what it is.
That's all the force
has
ever been.
Or do not. That's just like autism, but with philosophy.
He was autistic Buddha.
That's what it
was. Exactly who Yoda was.
Kermit. Yeah, you know.
And Kermit.
He got vaccinated. That was his problem. According to some folks on Sesame Street, that's what Miss Piggy said. She's like, oh, they're turning the frogs gay. Kermit hasn't touched me in a month.
Troy's at the Tempe Improv this weekend. You want to head out there, by all means, TempeImprov.com. Troy Bond, leave us with words of wisdom, sir.
Oh, man.
Change the world.
I know a lot of people out there are about to graduate high school, and if you're looking for a yearbook quote, I would recommend this one.
Okay.
Waking up is the second hardest thing in the morning.
I see. Yeah. What if you're a girl?
Get that. What if you're a girl? Waking up is the hardest thing in the morning, and it's never going to get any easier. Yeah, just keep watching the news.
Yeah.
Pray. Don't pray for Clarence Thomas. Yeah. That's what you
do.
So
what you're saying is women age poorly, and every day is harder to wake up.
We gave them the right to vote. That's the problem.
That's what they should be appreciative of.
I don't understand.
Where is the gift? Where's the gift back?
Troy Bond was going to be at the Tempe Improv, and now there's a line of people holding hands. They all have armpit hair. That's crazy.
Troy Bond, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
The reason I'm getting in the car tonight, driving all the way over to that U-Fest, is right there. That's Chevelle. I like all the bands that are playing, but my goodness, I can't wait for that one. It's been a minute since I've seen Chevelle, and they were here a few times in between last time, and I just didn't go. But that's a good one. And this is the place to see them. You get them for an hour and 10 minutes, maybe. They're going to give you the hits. You're getting their best of tonight, and I'm going to be happy to watch it. At least I hope so. They don't strike me as the type of band that goes, here's 10 songs you guys have never heard of. Thanks for coming. They're going to give you what you want. You get the set list? Toledo has it? Somebody's got it.
Set times. Toledo set says times. He has yeah. it.
We finally know.
Because it doesn't go live until 10.
What is that?
I don't know.
Why can't we know when the bands are playing? Like, it's been like this big secret to say, don't say when the bands are playing. Why? It's the whole point. Like, I want to know when. It's like having the movie listings. Don't say when they start till like a few minutes before.
Well, remember, we weren't allowed to announce shows until 10 a.m. and stuff like that. It's like, it's all over the internet, Randall. What the hell's your problem?
You guys blew it. You pre-announced. I'm like, so? Well, they're never going to give us an announcement again. They weren't really doing it the last time. It was, we learned it before you told us.
I'll get it on Facebook. Sorry. Oh, right. I don't need you.
It's the dopiest thing in the world. Ah,
well,
radio.
You don't know the set times, and better chance to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't understand the secrecy behind shows anymore. But there. Yeah, Toledo, I think he thought he had him. But what did you say? Doors are open at 3:30?
Doors are open at, hang on.
And our own Quick Draw is going to be doing DJ work, welcoming you to the big show early, and then Bury the Darkness hits the stage probably around 4:30.
Parking lot opens at 2:30, doors at 3. Bury the Darkness goes on at 4, and I think Quick Draw goes on as doors are opening, so 3 o'clock.
Cool. So you get some music, get a little mix going in there to start the thing. Bury the Darkness hits the stage at, what, 4:30, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
4 on the dot.
And Fitz and I will be interviewing them, like, right at 2.
So you're, what time are you going?
I'll be there about 1, 1:15.
No kidding.
Because Fitz and I are on from 2 to 6.
Wow.
And we will have Sam from Chevelle. I just late addition to the interview. So if you want to give me that set list, you want me to pass
it
off
yeah,
to him.
Oh, yeah. I'll get that together. And I'll say, here's what John wants you guys to do tonight. Would you mind putting that together? And I don't know about how they play and what chord and keys and all that. I don't know what, you know, are they drop D? Where are we
Good,
at?
Sam, make it happen. All right?
You're guys professional. You guys have, you know, guys can run guitars back and forth. They don't have tuning. So I don't know what tuning you're playing, everything. Two or three in a row that you could go back to back. Let me put it together for you, Chevelle. You guys don't know what you're doing. If I'm in the, you'll hear me in the audience. I will put the set list together. I'm
play
excited.
Jars!
I'm excited. I'm excited. Play Jars? No. You're deviating. They're so good. All right, we'll get the set times to you before 10. I hope. It seems so mean to make you guys buy tickets and then hold you hostage to time, but that's what's being done. It's not by us though. We just don't know. Maybe they don't know.
Somebody knows.
Ace knows. You're right. Ace knows.
Oh, he's got it locked in.
It's 9:22. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. And if you want to head on up there, it's easier than ever to be a part of the entire operation there at React Defense. Just go online, ReactDefense.com, sign up, and get yourself together with a team-building exercise, a couple people from your work, a great opportunity for corporations to get their employees involved and have them up there. I told you Doug Hopkins, he's got all those people doing wacky stuff. I talked to Doug again yesterday, and he's like, you have no idea some of the stuff we walk into. And I'm like, I can't imagine going to a strange guy's house. You guys should have something in your tool belt that makes it so if it goes sideways, you know what to do, and it could help. There's a lot of things that you don't think about. Triangulation, you just realize you walk by walls too often. I'll tell you that right now. If you're outside, you walk by walls too often. 90-degree angles or bad guy hiding places. It's weird when you start looking at that stuff. And again, it's not paranoia.
Phone.
Preparation. Oh, my God. There's so many things that you can kind of learn. Just little tiny adjustments to your day that make it a little harder for somebody to target you and make you a victim. And there are people, whether you like it or not, out there doing that. They're looking for victims every single day. Don't be one. There's a great way to do it. Head on up to reactdefense.com and get ready to be part of Tactical Black. You get a month of training and the weapons defense seminar coming up in June. All of that for $199. That is amazing. And then you're off and running. So get on it. reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Kind of crazy. Sources say King Charles' cancer battle is not going well.
Yeah.
And the palace is updating his funeral plans, whatever that means.
Well, he had to adjust, like there was some old funeral stuff he didn't like.
Or they're
new performers.
Starting to prep it.
Well, they got to prep it.
Yeah.
They should be ready for that at all times, don't you think? When you're the king, they should have it's morbid, but they should have a funeral plan for you. You know? It's kind of
but there will be, no matter what, there's
going to be some prepping involved. So does that mean, are they changing plans? Or are they like, well, let's get ready?
Yeah. I think once you're king,
I guess it'd be 2 weeks from now or whatever.
Yeah, I think the day you become king, they start talking to you about, like, what do you want? How do you want your funeral to look? Because you could drop dead tomorrow.
That would be, yeah, locked in.
William's just sitting there rubbing his hands together.
Yeah, oh, he's ready.
There we go.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. King Billy in the house.
Janet Jackson says she was offered the role of Storm in the X-Men, but turned it down because she was going on tour.
Also, the dumbest character in all of the X-Men. She can make it when she can't control the weather. She can just make weather. It never made sense to me. If it wasn't Halle Berry, people would have hated her like they do. There's a lot of dumb superheroes. That's one of the worst ones.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy is returning to theaters this summer, remastered and extended.
Oh, it was long enough the first time.
They made it longer?
Which brings me to the new poll. They asked Americans the perfect length of a movie.
6 inches.
Oh, 92 minutes.
Huh?
92 minutes.
Yeah. Hour and a half, hour 45 max.
Only 15% want a movie to be 2 hours or longer, and 2% want to sit there 2.5 hours.
2 hours I can tolerate. You get around 210, I start getting antsy. 220, it better be a great movie. Anything beyond that, they should have whittled her down.
Godfather.
Godfather Casino. Is incredible. Like, that's a different piece of art.
Yeah.
Casino has some stuff you could cut, even though I love every bit of it. Yeah. You could have dropped 20 minutes off Casino. Mm. I know you don't want to hear that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, Brett. We could have, there's a few scenes we could have got rid of. I didn't need to see Joe Pesci getting blown in that car. I didn't need to see it. I did not need to see that.
What are you talking about? You don't need to see that. That's the greatest scene in a movie. You make me pop her mouth out? You don't want to see that?
I don't know. I could have done it. Could have just been explained. Didn't have to be a whole scene.
There's 10 or 12 minutes out of those movies that are great.
Maybe.
That could be dropped. Godfather, you could not probably Godfather. Whittle back.
No.
It's art. You don't want to say it, but it's a
perfection.
Time. I mean, what am I doing? What am I doing here? Arguing Casino and Godfather. You need to shrink down Godfather.
How dare
Brett,
you?
Brett, don't you think that's the one? Something. You want to have an hour-long conversation with Brett? Just say that. Don't you think the Godfather was a little long?
Brett, I need you to do me a favor. The son of a bitch wants to die, and he's just begging you to do it. Please. How come there wasn't a blowjob scene in the Godfather? Yeah, that's a good question. It could have been longer. Could have had Don Corleone getting a blowjob. That would have been good. Brett, don't listen to this idiot.
Then another hour on the greatest boxer of all time debate with Brett.
Oh, my God. Well, there's another.
Yeah. Oh, Balboa? You don't want to go down that.
Balboa or Marciano? Which rock do you want to go with?
Good Christ. Yeah, how long do you want to sit in a room and have nonsense conversations? Like, hey, Brett, don't you think maybe Joe Louis was the greatest boxer of all time?
No.
Here we go.
There's two I'm going to go with.
Both named Rocky.
He wasn't even real.
What do you mean he wasn't real?
He's real to me, damn it.
Nobody trained better.
Ask Drago if he's real.
Hey, you know, ask all the Russia if I was a Brit. This guy wants to die right in front of you. What are you doing?
Yeah, there's two. I don't know. I apologize to everybody for even having that. Brett, don't you think The Godfather could have been shorter? Please. I'm an idiot.
Jennifer Aniston is producing a remake of the Dolly Parton classic 9 to 5. And Diablo Cody is writing the script.
It's a really funny movie.
Dabney Coleman was great.
He's the of course, the man was the funniest part of the girl. I mean, but he was so good. Lily Tomlin's brilliantly funny in that, too. That, I'd watch that again.
If you run into Emma Stone on the street and you want to get a picture with her, you're better off asking Emily.
That's right.
To get a picture with you.
She doesn't want to be Emma anymore.
Yeah. But she did say, if you say it, I'm not going to get mad at you or whatever. But I think eventually that will happen.
Well, she'll correct you.
She said she's not going to do that.
How did she allow Emma to go on so long? It's like John Cougar.
Because there was already an actress named Emily Stone in the Screen Actors Guild. So then they changed it to Emma for what she went on.
But at this point, just be Emily to your friends.
And she Emma says still to her friends. Or, yeah, they call her Emily.
Because Michael J. Fox's real name is Michael K. Fox. But there was somehow or another in the Actors Guild already a Michael K. Fox.
That had enough going on for him.
So he was Michael J. Fox, and he kind of lost the battle.
The J works better.
The J, yeah, it's it, K is not appealing.
Richie Sambora is, he doesn't like the way he's portrayed in that Bon Jovi docuseries that just came out
week. Well,
Thank You, Good Night.
They hate him.
Yeah, I understand there was a lot of bad blood there between. Wasn't it mostly?
Well, he and John are not tight anymore. And I guess the rest of the band is either sycophants of Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, or they just don't want anything to do with it. The one guy, the drummer, is just like, it's John's band. I am a hired gun. I watched an old documentary with them, and evidently John Bon Jovi does everything, like handles it all, and you just fall in line.
Well, it's worked.
It has worked. There's no, why question it? At a certain point, just ride the coattail.
John Bon Jovi actually invited Richie to the house to screen the show, but he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Richie left after the third episode because he was sick and tired of what he was seeing. He didn't like the way he was being cast.
Yeah.
And disagrees with how he was framed.
It's John Bon Jovi's band. You're the jealous second. That's how you come across when you act mad.
It's John Bon Jovi's movie, too. Yeah. Docuseries. Yeah. Come on.
Right.
He says the currency of happiness is more important than the currency of money.
No, that's incorrect. That's a dumb person saying that. You know who says that? People with no money. I'd rather be happy than have money. Oh, you don't have any money, do you?
No.
Or incredibly wealthy people will try to pitch that garbage at you. You know, being happy is more important than all this money.
And that's probably him, all that money they made off those.
Anytime a rich person tells you that happiness is more important, ask them for all their money. Well, then give me your money. And you just go off and be happy and wealthy with your happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. It helps.
Well, his net worth is $150 million. I think he's okay. Yeah.
I can find some joy in that.
Yeah.
Sure. You can talk to Dave Ramsey and say, you know what? Give away enough what you think you could survive on. You know, $1 million.
Yeah. Oh.
Then give the rest away.
And then live on beans and rice.
Yeah. You know? But according to the Bank of Jackassery, you don't need money to be happy. You can have, but no. Being poor makes me so sad it hurts. I've been poor. Never again. There's no sadder feeling than trying to buy something and have somebody tell you, this credit card's not going to work out. Then you have to leave without the thing you wanted. Like, this is the saddest I've ever been. And I was ridiculed on the way out. No one ever looks at your cash that you've got and here you go. Like, we can't accept this. We only take currency of happiness here. Huh. See if you try to pay for anything at CVS with your happiness. It's important to be happy, but let's calm down. Money helps. If happiness was all you needed, you'd quit your job today. Stupid. It's a stupid thing to say. You put that on the list of things we were talking about yesterday, of dumb things people say. I don't need money. I need happiness. Shut up. You can't have one without the other, I don't think. The most important day of my life is when my child was born. No, it wasn't.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's something you have to say. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to me.
And one of my happiest days was when I went to visit Dr. Lynn.
That's it.
Because I never have to worry about
the vasectomy. That's the one.
I said, congratulations, Kirby. You're top five.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
If my dad, said to me, you are one of the top 5 days of my life was the day.
You're in there.
Amazing.
As long as you're ahead of your sister, right?
Oh, she's not a top 10. Okay. She's not even in the top 10. She wrecked a lot. Like, he was 21 when he had her. I mean, that was a tough day. When I was born, he was 25. He had a job. He was, you know, settled in. His wife wasn't 18.
She slapped the doctor.
I'm pretty sure my sister, my parents have never talked about it, but my sister was born in November. My parents were born in March. I'm almost positive my mom called my dad and said, I'm late. And then he did the right thing and married her real quick. He did the right thing. My sister was I don't want to be fat at my wedding, baby. I was a plan. I showed up because they wanted me. Yeah, my dad, I'd venture to guess of all the days, my dad's 76, and I don't know how many days that is. My sister might be in the top 200.
Oh, well, you know.
Still a good number.
Yeah.
I'm top five. I'm everything he likes in life. She is. Can't imagine that she's that important to him, to be honest. I mean, if it, well, we were talking about the saw situation, if my sister had a thing that was going to cut her head off and I had a thing, you had to do one or the other to, like, you have to kiss Brady to save me or, like, eat a coconut to save her, he'd be making out with Brady. It was just the principle of saving the right one would come into play. And I would laugh so hysterically when my dad made that choice and that thing started to slice into her neck. See, I'm the best one. You knew that. Thanks, Dad. And then we go watch Steeler games because we got a lot more in common. Anyway, that's just a little eyeball into my life. Brett, you're so lucky you didn't have family.
That's great.
Being the only one, that's you're the favorite great. Immediately. It's 9:35. We got a Guadalupe Squares coming up. Let's get on that thing. Do we have last second U-Fest tickets or what do we give
nope.
away?
Nope.
Those
nope.
Those are gone.
They're gone. I think we got.
Uh-oh.
I mean, look, I just seen it a minute ago, but I know it's not U-Fest.
Judas Priest. What are we carrying? Come on, man.
What's the computer slow over here? Hang on.
You're killing me.
Come on. Hey,
stretch.
I'm
trying. We got a prize. We got prizes for
God,
you. That's
we
what
need,
we'll say.
What is this, AOL?
Yeah, I don't know what you're dialing up on. Christ. It should be just a click of a button. We've got good prizes. Coming. Is it still loading?
Yep, here it goes.
We don't have anything.
It's like those Rosebud guys in the video.
We'll tell you what you're in a minute.
Breaking Benjamin and Stain tickets.
There you go. All that for Breaking Benjamin and Stain? Jesus Christ. call anyway. 585-9800. We need a girl. We need a boy. The squares are coming up next.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
It's time now, everybody, for your Guadalupe Squares. Before we get to that on U-Fest Day and introduce Mo to you, we do have the times.
Whoa, you're 13 minutes early.
Shh, don't tell. Quick Draw McGraw is going to be doing his DJ thing at 3:30. Bury the Darkness takes the stage at 4 o'clock. You going to that, Mo?
Oh, I wish.
You should.
I know.
Bad Wolves, 450. 550 POD. Somewhere in between there, we're going to give that $5,000 away from Doug Hopkins. 7 o'clock, Motionless in White. That's when a lot of you guys want to show up. That's a band everybody's talking about. 810, Chevelle, the reason I'm going. And 940, The Offspring. Whole thing should end around 11. So you're going to get an hour and 10 minutes of Chevelle, an hour and 20 minutes of Offspring, about an hour of Motionless in White, 45 of POD, 45 of Bad Wolves, 30 of Bury the Dark. That's a good show. It's a good, perfect show for time and things like that.
Do you guys think that there's going to be a fire on the lawn this year?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what's going to happen now.
Now, yeah.
Is that a FanDuel thing that we could
I don't
put
think
together?
These bands are fire bands.
Okay.
Do you? Well,
they will be now.
I mean, we could make
Motionless and White, I would say.
Yeah, that,
possibly.
I mean, right. Chevelle, maybe?
No.
Chevelle gets you going to want to light a fire?
Maybe.
I suppose you could. All right. I don't know. Anyway, those are the set times we're not allowed to talk about. But we just told you anyway. Shh. Don't tell anybody I told you. If you find out how you're getting like the times, just AI. That's how you got it. It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. And here's your hostess of said squares, Miss Mo Bergeron. Mo!
Thank you, Chancellor, in the top left square. Our president is here.
Four more years. Pause. Turn to my left. Hey, Brady.
What's up?
Greet That's your right, smile. Sir. That's your right, sir.
Turn to other left.
Other Brady. Other Brady. That's not Brady.
I know.
What?
You gotta see. Extend hand. Shake hand.
Acknowledge the immigrant.
Hola.
Bueno.
Donde está usted? Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Menudos.
Yeah.
Offer menudo.
I love menudo.
Taste soup. Smile. Pause. 4 more years.
Okay.
4 more years.
All right. You don't know where you're at.
I got it together. Everything's all clear.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Lie to public. Say you're good.
Yeah. Feel Stop good. Reading Feel the good. Teleprompter. All right. The top middle square. Ron Wolfley's here.
Oh, boy. Oh, Bisononians. I'm so excited about Cardinal football. You have no idea.
I'm excited about
Marvin Harrison. Maserati Marv. I'm so ready. That's his dad doing an impression of his dad firing the gun. Oh, boy. Mo, did you see who the Cardinals got for? Here, let me get Kyler Murray out of my pocket and show you. Oh, boy, Kyler, are you?
Put me back in that pocket, man.
Are you excited about throwing the ball to Maserati Marv?
Get me
it, man. Get me out your head.
I'm so excited for him. Oh, are you excited?
I am. I'm also concerned.
Oh, boy. About what?
You're treating him like Indian in the cupboard or something. He's not
He's adorable like the Indian in the cupboard, and that's exactly how the Batesonian should feel.
Oh, man. Don't need that, man. That ain't right.
I'm going to pet him, and I'm going to feed him, and I'm going to love him. I love you, Kyler. Oh, he's a special little guy. That's for sure. And now he's got a weapon. Just like Marvin Harrison, Sr.
Moving on to the top right square, Arnold and Sly are here.
Exactly right. You've been seeing us all over the place. We're talking together in the podcast about the, you know, our Mount Rushmore of action superstars, right?
Yeah, action figures.
Whatever they call him, whatever, you know, the ones or the other.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe is a great action figure. He would go up there. Stretch Armstrong is probably on the Mount Rushmore. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Hell, I don't know. Evel Knievel probably be a pretty good one. I don't know. Jay Simpson doll when I was a kid. That good boy. That's
oh,
a pretty good one. I don't know.
$6 million man.
Well, I think we put Clint Eastwood on for sure, don't you?
No. Like now?
Hey.
Oh, no.
Where'd the dirty Mick go? How come there's some
what
border crossing?
What?
Hey, wait.
What's going
I'm
on?
I'm legal.
I'm on the Mount Rushmore. What are you looking at? Go get my chips and salsa. I'm going to stand there. They're not going to bring themselves to the party.
Hey, yo, you know, on second thought, maybe we shouldn't put Clint up there. You know, it's not a great idea. You know, it says some bad things.
What are you looking at? You know, if we carved him out of wood, we could call him Splint Eastwood. I give you 3 guesses as to who gave me that note.
All right, moving on to the middle left square. Ozzy is here.
Results fest.
Yes.
Nose Fest, man. It's live and I'm in the Hall of Fame now, Mo.
Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
I got to be in the Hall of Fame, Brady. You and I are going to be in the Hall of Fame. I would like Brady to induce me.
Induce you?
Induce me. That too.
Yeah. We'll both of us
have him induce me. I'm already in the Hall of Fame.
What
we can
are you
do
inducing?
It 2 times. Labor.
Oh, of love?
Okay.
What are you going to do tonight? I'm going to be at Ozfest and see Brett and all the bands that will be there, and then we'll take the stage about 9.
And no, Brady, you're not
Brady and I are going to open a new restaurant. I know he failed once before, but now he's got a Hall of Fame, and now only we're going to call it War Pigs. Opolis. War Pigs Opolis. I mean, who wouldn't go to that? I mean, Brady opened a restaurant that's got, you know, like, it's got less Jews on it than the Columbia campus right now. You hear the word pork in the middle of your restaurant name, you basically might as well be Hamas.
All right.
Don't you agree? I mean, why would you open a restaurant? Might as well just be called No Jews Allowed.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Pork only.
Yeah, porks only. We also have beef.
All right, moving on. Middle square, we got Rubber Ducky Brady.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
You remember?
Yeah. Let's take a bath together.
Let's not.
Shoot. It's totally platonymous.
Platonymous?
Platonic.
Hip-hop-anonymous?
Hip-hop. Hip-hop-apotamus.
Porkopolis.
I like the hip-hop-apotamus.
The hip-hop-apotamus.
He's at the Wildlife World Zoo.
Oh, did you meet them last week?
Yeah, he wears a gold chain and he raps.
That's
the hip-hop-apotamus.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Whoops. Bathtub prolapse.
Oh, man. Christ.
Don't drop the soap.
Oh. You should be super clean from the inside. Oh, God. All right. Moving on to the middle.
The reason I'm Rubber Ducky Brady and you don't know is because everyone on the planet agrees that two men taking a bath together is gay unless I'm one of the men.
Why? Why
then
did
it's
you?
Just adorable.
I mean, I guess
think
I could...
about it.
Even though I don't want to see it, I guess I could
think
see it.
Think of Brett and Toledo taking a bath.
No.
Now, think of Brett and Brady taking a bath.
No.
And somehow it gets funny.
Actually, that is pretty funny. I would totally see that.
You would want to see that.
I mean, it is the Bert and Ernie.
Brett and Toledo taking a bath, the water would be gray and smell like old paint.
He's right here. You don't have to say that.
Somebody has to say it.
No one has to say it.
I did.
All right, moving on to the middle right square. Steve Keim is here.
Oh, get the party back in the
Keimer!
Hey, good one.
I'm Steve Keim, former security head general of operations of the Cardinals organization. And I'm going to do my impression of Steve Keim if he was a dog who just ate something he shouldn't eat.
Oh, no.
Ready? Here we go.
Oh, stop!
That's amazing.
This is the worst ASMR ever.
ASMR, I had some of that once.
No!
That stuff makes you want to touch people.
No, that's not the same
thing. Twerk,
Stevie, twerk! If I twerk too hard, a little Kyler Murray falls out of my butt.
Are you swallowing
you, you know what I like to do? I like to take, because I hate the Cardinals now, I hate them. But I like to have bowel movements. And then I pick out the smallest one, and I put a wig on it, and the number one jersey, and I pretend it's Kyler Murray.
Why would you say that? Why are you laughing?
Because he's a beast, and he got me fired.
Okay, all right. Let's pump the brakes.
Oh, oops. Prolapse.
Oh, man.
Part of
the size of that.
Everybody on board, we're going to Jewfest.
No!
What do you guys call it? That's it.
You!
Oh, God. Is that Holmberg's band?
Holmberg's play. Holmberg's headline.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm Steve Keim. I failed at everything I've ever done, and somehow or another, I'm still on TV telling people how to do it.
All right. Moving on to the bottom left square. It's Brady's Secret Square.
How y'all doing? I'm a professional golfer. I'm 58 years old today, and I love golf. I love sex, smokes, booze, and gambling.
Oh, I know who you are. And Hooters.
I love Hooters.
Right.
Don't we all?
You look like Santa Claus if he was Steve Keim.
All right, moving on.
Oh, you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, please stop talking. All right. Moving into the bottom middle square. Oscar Schindler is here.
That's exactly right. Oscar Schindler has arrived.
Don't worry.
I have a list for tonight's
Jewfest. No more. No, it's not called that. It's Jewfest.
At 3:30, Quick Draw McGraw plays. At 4 o'clock, Bury the Darkness. This is a list I've made about what's going to happen tonight at Jewfest.
It's Jewfest.
That's what I said. Jewfest. Bad Wolves. POD 550, 7 o'clock, motionless and white.
How did you get the set times?
It's I'm not 10 done yet. 8:10, Chevelle, The Offspring. You have to let the list finish or people die. 9:40, The Offspring. Now, if it weren't for me, there'd be no Offspring.
Okay.
That's true. They put a stop to it all, and I'm very excited about it. Oops, prolapse.
No! This is a prolapse square!
It's happened to everyone!
That's right. 4:50. This is Bad Wolves. Bad Jews?
No! Bad Wolves.
I'm all for helping out.
Okay.
That's how I do it. Have fun tonight at your little concert.
You're not going to be there?
No. Okay. I've got lists to make. I'm going grocery shopping.
Oh, no. What's on that list?
I have to get some Jell-O pudding pops.
Oh, no.
I'm a big fan of Teddy Grahams. But the honey ones only. I don't like the ones that are flavored, like cinnamon or...
The chocolate ones?
Yuck.
Those are pretty good.
You try those Sour Patch Oreos?
I like those. That sounds good. I'll put that on my list.
No, Hebrew National Hot Dogs?
Schindler's Grocery List is not available.
Oh, no! All right, moving on to
get
the bottom.
Those. Only the kosher dogs. I have some friends coming over.
In the bottom right square, he's ready
it's
for
Schindler's
you,
Top 10 list.
No, it's not!
Coming in at number 10. Top 10 things Oscar Schindler makes lists about. I'm the new David Letterman.
The bottom right square, Lord and Savior's here. Jeffrey!
Yeah, Jewfest, baby. Ooh.
Yeah. Heard you're going to be crowd surfing.
I like to go late.
How late?
And then pick out a drunk Indian.
What? Oh, yeah. No!
Stop!
We go over to the casino and we make magic, baby.
Mm. What does that mean exactly?
Come on down to Jewfest tonight and find me. I'll be leading the trip pit.
Oh, man.
Is there money involved?
Yeah, there's money involved.
All right, I'm going to show up.
Yeah. Last one standing gets to go home with trip
room. No, pass.
Yeah, master of all trip pits.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to brag, but oops, prolapse.
No more.
I broke the offspring.
You broke it.
No, it was me at K-Rock. I said, you guys should do a band. And then they did. And look, that's because of me.
Did you get royalties because of that?
No, I don't need them. I have more money than them. But I said, you guys should be on the radio. And, ooh, I happen to know a guy. And I put him on, and look what happened, magic.
I love it.
Same thing I did for Larry. Didn't work out the same.
I mean, Larry's been here before you were here, though.
I know. And he's lucky to still be here.
Okay.
Because of me.
He's great.
Yeah. On with the game.
Who's on the phone?
We got Clint and Amanda.
Amanda, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Clint, hi. Clint, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Amanda, you're a girl. Pick a square. Go!
The middle one.
I told you guys.
Amanda, do you want to have a bath with me?
Oh, no. No.
Why?
Thank you, though.
What do you mean? Oh, that's polite. I appreciate that part. When's the last time you took a bath with someone, Amanda?
Last week.
Oh.
Last week? Trollop.
Oh, my God.
Was it dirty or was it adorable? Let me ask you this. Bull. I'll put it another way. Did you play with a rubber ducky, or were you a little rubber sucky?
Oh, God.
Yeah! You laugh like me! Okay, sorry.
All right, your question. Roman
rubber
baths.
Rubber sucky or
no,
the one?
No, what? No!
Yeah, you make bath time lots of fun. What's the noise that would make for that, Mo? Rubber sucky.
That sounds like a prolapse.
There's another one. Rubber
No!
Let's turn this bathtub into a milk jar.
What? No.
I'm going to put this between the buns.
No.
Rubber Oops, prolapse.
Oh, no. God. All right, Roman baths were originally built to wash the smelly poor of Rome.
Yuck. Dirty poor Italians.
Oh.
Why are you offended? I mean... Hello, Kettle. I'm going to introduce you as friend Pot. I think Roman baths were to clean off the dirty Italians, so probably true.
All right, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
There are a lot of mudwops wandering around down there. I mean, wops.
What?
Mudwops.
Whoa.
They fly. They have stingers. Mudwops.
Nobody. No.
Wasps.
No.
Wops. I'm not. What am I saying wrong? I just go to the tape.
Flora. Oh my God.
I said mudwops.
All right.
You're cleaning them up.
No, you're saying true. Do you agree or disagree, Amanda?
Disagree.
Incorrect. It is true. Circle gets a square. Clint, pick a square. What was that?
Amanda.
Is that a little chap? Must have been a bath bomb or something.
She got Tourette's.
Clint, pick a square.
I would like to hear Brady's John Daly impression again.
Right to it.
You nailed me.
Right to it. It is the great John Daly. Nice job.
All right, Amanda, you could pick Arnold and Sly for the block.
Okay.
Sounds such. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of action film people there, Amanda? Who would you put down there? What would you do? Who is first?
Who's on Mount Rushmore? George Washington.
Oh, my God. This is the dumbest person I've ever spoken to in my life. I said, who is on the Mount Rushmore of action figure people? Action motion pictures.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's one.
Sylvester Stallone.
That's two. Who'd out of two?
Hey, yo, you know she did pretty good so far. Like, three and four not going to be as easy.
Come on, you stupid broad. Pick
the
good
guy. Oh, my
God,
no, Clint.
Let's see. Okay, Mount Rushmore.
$100 says her last name ends in ski.
I
bet she's a Pollock.
Oh, my God. All right, let's move on. People didn't smile in photos in the 1800s because they had to remain still for as long as 20 minutes.
We could put Jackie Chan on the mountain. No one have to carve eyes.
Oh, no! What?
Save some time.
On second thought, we need to quiet Clint down. He's going to get us all in trouble.
Yeah.
He's so old. He has so many different views.
I think the guy's on to something.
No!
All right, I would have to say the people didn't smile in photos in the 1800s because there was nothing to smile about. Everybody had poopy pants, two pairs of no clothing. It was a terrible time to be alive. Whoever did you smile for? Your slaves were angry. You were just getting shot at constantly. Childbirth was the most dangerous thing in the world. Why would you smile?
It's true.
So I would say that you held still and never smiled. Smiles weren't even invented till the
1900s. Smiles weren't invented until
Think of when it happened before. Tell me one picture of anybody smiling before 1900.
Yeah, you know, the guy's honest. I don't think nobody's ever smiling before, you know?
I can remember one smile.
No, stop. Don't. Yeah. Don't say it.
What?
Don't
say it. We were on a kind of a... It was in a mission.
Oh, my gosh. No, just answer the question.
A bunch of brown people had towards us. We handled it. Let's just say we handled it.
Oh, my God.
Smiles all around.
I just want you to answer the question.
I just did.
No.
God. We were the happiest people on the planet. Me, Sam Houston, Dave Bowie. Oh,
hey, yo, you know Wesley Snipes could be on our mountain.
Now we'd have to get a whole different mountain for that. I'll have to say that it's true. Smiles weren't invented until the 1900s, so no one smiled in old pictures.
All right, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
That is correct. X gets a square.
Uh-oh.
All right, Clint, pick a square.
Can I get Trip, please?
Ooh!
Yeah!
Are you going to U-Fest tonight, Clint?
No, I'm not.
Ooh, you should. Tickets still available at 98kupd.com. I mean, I could give you mine, but you're not allowed in my booth.
Oh my, how much does a ticket?
I'll take them.
Oh. Wow. What'll you do for it, rubber sucky?
Oh, no! Stop!
Except for with me, there's no rubbers involved.
Oh! I gotta go.
Yeah, me too.
No!
I'm all turned on, too.
Okay, no!
All right, go ahead.
All right, there are 13 rays on the statue of Liberty's crown.
13, that makes sense because we had 13 colonies. I'll say that's true.
All right, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree, Clint?
I disagree.
Correct. It's false. It's actually 7.
Damn.
Circle gets a square.
All right, next one wins. We're out of time.
You can take any of them.
Take any
of them. Wins, yeah.
Amanda?
Ashland, was I supposed to pick?
What?
What?
Sorry. I don't remember the name. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm new.
Oh, my. Okay, there's Biden, there's Ozzy, there's Ron Wolfley.
Biden.
Okay, Biden.
Yeah, liberal, excuse me.
I think it was just the easiest name. It was the first name she heard.
Look at phone. Say hello.
No, don't look at the phone and say hello. She's on the phone.
Man, do you vote for president yet?
It's not happening yet.
Yeah, you can do it now. Mail it in.
I can't?
Yeah, sure.
That's the problem we had last time.
P.O. Box the White House.
No, that's not how this works.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Do you know your address?
One, yeah, it's written on my tag, on my shirt. That does. Yeah, they pin it to my suit. I walk around with my address written on my back. Just in case I get lost. Whoops, prolapse. I have silver alert. Silver alert turned into a prolapse. Rose butt alert. Rose butt alert on a silver guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Key West, Florida declared war on the U.S. on April 23rd, 1982. Is that true or false?
The gays?
No. No.
I grew up in Key West, Florida.
I thought you grew up in Scranton. What happened?
Son of an immigrant homosexual Puerto Rican Cuban man.
That's not what happened.
Scranton and Delaware.
Yeah, Scranton. Scranton, Key West. You don't know
Scranton,
where it is.
Scranton, Key West. Yeah,
they moved it. We had to move. We had moved after the war of 1982.
Oh, my God.
All right. We fought the Key West Twinks.
What? The Key West Twinks?
Yeah. It was my Twink Nom. Twink Nom, they call it. Yeah, no. Twink Nom. Yeah. It's terrible. Deutsche. Tubaku.
Okay. Just answer the question, President.
Pause.
No.
Yeah, Miss Horny.
No. What?
Me love Key West long time. Okay. Guys, a lot of pink. A lot of pink. Like your hair. I like your new hair.
Thanks. Please don't smell it. Please, no.
You should cut the old hair. I like to smell the old hair.
No.
Sweep it up off the barbershop floor and hand it to me.
Oh, God.
Rubber ducky. What's that in my head?
No, just answer the question.
That's true. I should go with Amanda. True.
You're going to go with Amanda, true. Yeah. Do you agree, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, it is true. X gets a square, Amanda wins.
Oh, that was easy.
She did nothing.
I'll take care of
both
of
them.
Yeah. I remember the French general of Key West, Chocolate LeBaron.
No!
It was General LeBaron. Yeah. Yeah. Everything smells like poop.
Not in Key West.
Well, the whole thing is reeks of species.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Pause.
Say hello.
Don't say hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Affirmatively.
No.
Look away. Talk to someone new. Not that one.
No, not hey, that one.
Look away. Republican. John Gordon. Don't acknowledge that he's bald. No. How are you?
It's time for you to go take your nap, Biden.
Sure.
It is 10 o'clock. Time for him to nap up. All right, we're done. That's it. We're done. Amanda's new.
Yeah,
you said that. You said that.
Welcome.
I'm new. Well, thanks for playing along, Amanda. You get a prize just for playing. A good one, too.
We'll hook up Clint, too.
U-Fest, that's it. Everybody gets something. Clinton, everybody wins today. Except Mo. Are you going anywhere this weekend? Are you doing any? You're not coming to U-Fest at all?
No, I wanted to. It's my mom's birthday tonight. We're going to Benihana.
Bring mom.
No kidding.
Yeah. I know. I would love to have her crowd surf or something, but she's not into it. She thinks it's all like devil worshiping and stuff, so.
Benihana?
No, the U-Fest.
Do you guys get a discount for, like, cleaning up after yourselves?
Of course.
Yeah.
You think we're going and spending money? We're busting tables. I'm cleaning grills.
Yeah. Are you equally as disappointed when you get a Mexican chef at Benihana?
No, I'm excited because I know the food's going to be good.
We're
good cooks. It's not authentic.
You want an Asian guy doing that.
Yeah, that's true. You can, but.
Do you go to Mexican restaurants and see Asians and are you happy?
I get scared when I see white people cooking Mexican.
Exactly. No, me too.
That's different.
It's not normal.
Because you guys don't season anything.
Why? She's not wrong. What are you quizzing her for? That's 100% accurate.
Why are you offended?
No, I want you to say.
Oh,
because they're white. She did. You're trying to drum something up and she's already knocked it out of the yard. Although I would rather eat tamales made by a white person because maybe they have flavor and were purchased with some money.
With a dollop of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Maybe some ketchup, some fries, a side.
I'm going to make you a mayonnaise tamale now. Yeah. It's just cream
can't
filled
be worse.
Just like you like it.
Can't be worse.
You might prolapse that one.
Yeah. Isn't a tamale with mayonnaise just a Mexican Twinkie?
Some Mexican
Mexican Twink.
It's a Hot Pocket.
Ugh. Don't look that up on the Urban Dictionary. Mexican Hot Pocket. Can't be something
got
good.
Got your Hot Pocket.
That's it for us. We're done. Don't do it. We'll see you guys at U-Fest. Again, it starts around 3:30 to open the doors, and then you got Bury the Darkness, who deserves your eyes. These are local guys who have been absolutely awesome to us. Can't wait to see them kill the stage at 4 o'clock. Bad Wolves, 4:50. POD, 5:50. Motionless and White, 7. Chevelle, 8:10. The Offspring, 9:40. That's about all you need to know. Bring your smiles. They were invented for you 124 years ago. Mexican Hot Pocket is the act of unfolding a hide-a-bed, pooping in it, and then refolding for some unexpected individual to find out. I knew it couldn't be good. That's where we'll leave you today. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Monday in the Morning Sickness solo.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.